Warning, the following podcast features views and opinions that are not representative of the collective views of the Whispers groups. Some of these views may not be suitable for children. Accordingly, the producers and hosts of the Missy AE podcast must insist that no one attempt to take anything that is being said as representative of the views of any of the Whispers groups.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another edition of the Missy AE podcast. Tonight, we bring to you the Big Brother 24 recap show, where we will talk all things Big Brother for the duration of the show. Obviously, last night, we did not have a challenge recap show, but, you know, who knows? Maybe if we get through talking all of Big Brother tonight, maybe perhaps we will dive a little bit into the challenge. But until then, Melissa, no?
Go ahead. No, I don't. No? Once we start talking Big Brother, it's like challenge who? We rarely.
Yeah.
Even on the challenge ones, we end up talking Big Brother. Okay. So that's all I'm saying. Okay, go ahead.
Well, I'm just, I do want to note for anybody who does listen to these podcasts, specifically just for the challenge. The challenge recap show will be back next week with the final edition, as next week is the finale. So next Thursday night will be the challenge recap show finale, as I'm pretty sure we probably won't do another one after next week. Obviously, Big Brother will continue as normal. But Melissa, it kind of seems like in a hectic week that was supposed to be all about the double eviction, I don't know about you, but it almost seems like this week has been more about the down spiral of Brittany.
Oh, my gosh. You know, when she gets a little bit stressed, I do know that she kind of rocks a little bit. If she's just sitting there talking to you, she might rock a little bit or whatever. But this girl has been rocking her butt off all week long. She rocks when she's sitting down. She rocks when she's standing up, when she's doing her hair, when she's in the shower. She's just rock, 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 rock. Almost worse than Ian ever was.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
it really seems like the we've really started to see her completely unravel this week, where she was making numerous final twos with everybody, essentially going behind Michael's back, even though supposedly, I guess it's been disputed that Michael kind of knew about what was going on the whole time.
Well, he did. They were telling him. They were telling him everything. And the thing is she was telling him too. But she didn't tell him about Turner. But she did tell him about the girls. And that was on the pretense that she was keeping the girls close. So he didn't really think anything of it. But everybody was telling him that this stuff was going on, and it was. I mean, she made a final two with Taylor. She made a final two with Turner. She had the final two with Michael.
And Alyssa, I believe, as well.
Yeah, and she made the final two with Alyssa. But let's just put it to you this way. When she was trying to get Michael to put up with Turner, to get rid of Turner, she kept saying, he is your biggest enemy right now. He is your biggest threat. You need to get, you know. But Michael kept saying, oh, no, 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 I can't do that. I can't do that. I'm not going to do that. And she started to panic because I don't know if she had, like, with her woo-woo type hypnosis crap, if she had this overwhelming vision that Turner was going to be his downfall. But anyway, she was just starting to panic because she thought, oh, my God. And then he wasn't giving in, and she was freaking out, and she thought he's going to get gone soon, and I need to have a backup plan. I need to get a backup plan, and I have to have – so I'm going to go, and I'm going to make all these final twos with everybody so that everybody takes me to the final two, which, I mean, come on now. You have to know that that's – I know it's not typical for everybody to go be making all these final twos, but she was doing what she had to do to save her game.
She was, yes, but at the same time, though, it kind of seems like, you know, she's making all these final twos, but yet she's spilling all of this information at the same time. So, how could she not think that this would all eventually come out in one way or another?
You know, the look on her face when Michael was calling her out. She was probably like, how the fuck did you know that?
Yes. Yeah.
Because I didn't tell you about Turner, and I didn't tell you about whatever. And she was just sitting there agog. She couldn't she couldn't believe it.
Right, yeah. Well, you know what? We do have Reggie, and we have Kansas on the line with us.
Hi, Kansas. Hi, Melissa. Hi, Steve. Y'all. Celebrate good times. Come on.
Come on.
I could not have picked anything. Everything that's been going on now, I couldn't have picked it better myself. This is how I wanted it. Exactly. I wanted Terrence gone. I wanted Michael gone. I wanted Monty to win. And I'm really praying he's pushing for Brittany out.
Yes. He is. He has nominated Alyssa and Brittany for eviction.
And Brittany, yes. And I'm hoping he really will push for Brittany to be gone.
Oh, that's the plan.
My
that
wish,
plan.
I said last week, and it's still my wish, you know, for the final three, let it be Taylor and the two guys. And then final two, I want to see Monty and Taylor at the end. That's my wish.
Well, this is what's going on. Last night, Monty was talking to Taylor. And so this is going to be the problem here, is Turner is playing for Monty, Alyssa, and Turner to be final three. Monty's playing for Alyssa, or for Taylor, Monty, and Turner to be the final three.
Right.
So Monty says to Taylor that if you win the veto and you happen to pull down Alyssa, I wouldn't be mad.
Huh. Okay.
Then he would put up Turner.
He'd have to, right.
And if he puts up Turner, he's gone.
Okay.
Right.
So.
Okay. That's all right.
So then that would leave Monty with the three girls.
And it's smart, too, for him to do that because Turner got Michael out.
Mm-hmm.
So that would give Turner a really strong shot. If he was sitting in the final two seats, he could very easily win for that. I said that last week. I feel whoever will be able to get Michael out, would, if they're sitting in the final two, would probably win the game. So that would be very smart of Monty to get him out.
Brittany told Monty that, you know, you won the veto and you pulled Alyssa down, but Turner's the one that put him up and he's the one that's going to get the credit. You know that, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And Monty's like, I think Monty was like, oh, well.
He didn't think about that, He wasn't thinking of that. Right.
Reggie, what are your thoughts on how everything stands right now with Monty nominating Alyssa and Brittany? Would it make sense for Monty to target Brittany right from the get-go?
I would like Brittany gone.
Sense.
I cannot stand her. I don't know why she irritates me. I don't
Does
know why.
Sense?
I'm sure she's very nice in her normal
life.
In real
life, yes. Right.
I'm sure she's very nice, but I just oh my God,
as
she
a
just
game
makes
player,
me
she's
cringe.
Right.
Yeah, she makes me cringe. I mean, I didn't like the way she thought she was running the whole house all the time, and I didn't like the way she came off with that. It was like, who are you to be pushing around your weight when you haven't done anything, which half the house hasn't. I got that. But some of them weren't as vocal. You know, like with Michael, well, she just thought she had Michael's game.
Yeah.
You know, and so.
Well, she did run a lot of ideas by him, a lot of them that he put into action. She was.
See, I don't
board.
See that because I don't have the feeds, okay. And I appreciate everything mm-hmm. that you say on online, mm-hmm. but it's like, oh, my Lanta, she just gives me the drizzle. She does.
Know,
she just gives
I know
me.
That. Yeah.
So anyway, I would like to see it to have a little bit of competition at the end. I would like to see Brittany go and then have everybody like Monty and Turner, you know, have it right down to the wire. I enjoyed the other night. I enjoyed last night. I enjoyed that last 15 mm-hmm. minutes more than I think I have anything for a while. You know,
Reggie,
and that's sad.
Yes.
That's
too.
Very sad. I have no laugh, but, you know, except except watching the last 15 minutes of Big Brother.
That was the
here's
best
the
part
thing,
of Big Brother was last night. I agree.
Here's the one thing I take from last night, though. With Michael being such a super fan, he seemed very – I mean, right from the start, you know, you could hear him while Julie was saying her lines while trying not to malfunction like she did one too many times last night. You could hear him pleading as soon as Monty used the veto. You could hear him pleading to Turner, please, please, please do not do this. And the thing that got me was that Michael, when we were coming back from commercial, he started talking about LGBTQ and Turner's whole spiel about not wanting to, not wanting to put up a LGBTQ member of the cast.
Oh, my God.
During his
Pretty soon they're not going to be able to put anybody up because their fingernail is too long or their toenails don't go right. Please, I'm over that. Oh, my Lanta, put your butt up and watch him walk.
You know, what really gets me is how everybody thinks that everybody else is stupid and doesn't know how to play.
Yeah.
So where one would say, why would he do, you know, let's just put it this way. Michael can tell everybody what they want to hear,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
But nobody else can.
Mm-hmm.
So if you tell me something, it's gospel. And by God, if you go back on it, then shame on you. But if I do it, it's okay.
I know.
Yeah.
But they all do that.
So,
Turner does it all.
Turner does that. All the time.
We do have a few things from a Boston girl who is joining us in the blog talk chat room.
Hey, Boston girl, I want to hear it.
Hey,
Boston girl.
She says he should be he meaning Monty should be targeting Alyssa to take her away from Turner, as Monty
mm-hmm.
doesn't realize that Turner is very close to her. And also in regards to the LGBTQ stuff. Boston Girl claims that that's because Turner brought that up to Michael first last week when Turner was at potential risk of being put up on the block.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. But
how do we get in the blog talk?
Being bisexual? Were you guys as surprised as I was? Because I wasn't expecting to hear that at all.
Well, I was.
That was really surprising.
Yeah, I was not expecting it, but then I can't say that I was necessarily surprised. I thought, oh, okay. It didn't really, oh my God.
No, before he talked about Megan, honestly, I thought he might
mm-hmm.
have been. I wasn't so sure, Melissa, honestly. But when he brought up about his love for Megan and all of this, and I thought, okay, I was wrong, I guess. Because I thought he was gay at first.
He would make a pretty girl.
You know, and I said this before, he's like the grown-up version of my grandson. He's like the grown-up version of my grandson. He looks just like him.
Really? How
his
cute.
His smile and everything. And I, at first, I really did not like Turner at all. And I thought, now I'm going to have to like him because he looks like my grandson. And then I started to really like him. But then I didn't like him anymore when, right after Dire Fest.
He turned on them. Yep.
I did not like that.
You're funny,
you know,
Melissa.
Though,
you remind me of Teresa with her granddaughter with Alyssa last year.
Because
her granddaughter's name was Alyssa. Remember that?
Yeah, the only reason why she liked Alyssa is because her granddaughter's name
because that was her granddaughter's name. She had a soft spot for Alyssa. It's like,
except,
why?
Except I said outright, I didn't want to, but now I'm going to have to like him because he looks like my grandson. But I didn't like him. He started growing on me. But now I'm back to not liking him no more.
Yeah,
you
I'm not
know,
too thrilled with him.
And
what really made me angry, and I'm so glad that changed, when he came up with that brilliant idea about let's get the girls out to Monty, and I'm thinking, you guys are idiots if you don't take advantage and get Michael out now if you get the chance, and you're going to concentrate on those girls because of this bullshit the girls could be having an alliance crap. That made me so mad at him. And Monty was going along, yeah, that might not be a bad idea. I thought, you two are absolute idiots if you do this. So thank goodness something changed. And I have to thank Monty for that because Monty came up with
you
got to get him out now.
Yeah. Hey, y'all, I got to take this call. I'll be right back.
Okay, come back, Reggie.
All right, Reggie.
Actually, I knew that Michael I knew he wasn't really into it, but I do know he was gathering the information, and I do know that he was quieter when he was with Brittany, but I think it was a lot of, what are you going to tell me? What are you going to tell me about what you've been telling everybody else? And he noticed that she wasn't telling him everything.
Right.
But he did get into the camera and say, Brittany is still my number one, but I refuse to go down with a sinking ship.
Mm-hmm.
So he was kind of playing it by ear.
You know,
as far as
you
the
know,
all
I don't
guys
blame...
go. No, just one more thing, and then you can have it, Steve. And I also thought Monty was kind of on the, I think he likes Taylor. I think he respects Taylor. I think that he wants to take Taylor as far as he can take her.
Oh, that's what I love. I want that,
So,
I was so hoping for that, Melissa.
And Turner, like I said before, you put dark hair on Alyssa and she looks like Megan. Nobody can figure out, why is he so attached to her? Well, because he sees Megan in her.
Well, he knows that he can beat her. He knows he can beat Alyssa. That's why he wants to take her to the end.
Well, that too. Okay.
He'll beat her.
Oh,
come on. He's up against Alyssa at the end. Pretty much any of them, truthfully.
Mm-hmm.
Any of them at the end, they take Alyssa. They got it.
You know, though, I got to say, you can't blame you got to give it to Michael for him being a super fan, like he said so many times this season. You got to give it to him for at least leaving it all out there, and you know, essentially calling. I actually liked the fact that he aired out all of Brittany's dirty laundry because
definitely me too.
He at least was fighting to actually try and stay in And even going as far as to, I'm kind of surprised that he didn't say, you know, the guys tried to form an all guys alliance during his speech. I'm kind of surprised.
Steve, I'm
going
to give it. I'm going to give it to him right up until the end. Okay, him and Terrence, they both pulled Daniels. Now, as much as I don't like Kyle, he went out at least like a gentleman. Okay, even Nicole, crummy Nicole, even Jasmine, they went out with class. Okay, we saw Daniel go out like a piece of crap. First we see Terrence walking out like a piece of crap, and then Michael walking out like a piece of crap. No good. I mean, just nasty bullshit. And then what does he say to Julie? They were right to do that. If he walked out with class, you know what he could have said to them? Guys, you got me. You know, I feel maybe I should have won because I had won all of those competitions, but you know what? You did the right thing by getting me out. Did he do that with class?
Well,
no, he walked out like an asshole.
No.
So that shows what Michael really is. Just like Terrence, like Daniel, who's online now feeling crap about everybody. So there you go.
No.
These are the people.
Okay, but what he was trying to do is make good TV. That was in his head.
It made terrible
TV. If I get up and walk out of here, it's going to make for good TV. That's all he had on his head.
It made
everybody
bad TV.
Stay seated. I have one thing to say, and then he just walked out. He just did that for good TV.
It wasn't
good
TV, Melissa. They looked terrible.
I thought it was
They looked
funny.
Like real
well,
poor sports.
Yeah.
That's how
let's
he
get,
wanted to go
Morris.
Out. He looked like shit.
Let's
he did
Morris
not have
stuff.
In his head, I'm going to walk out like a sore loser. He had in his head, I'm going to make some good TV. That's
no, he
I'm
walked
saying.
Out like a sore damn loser.
You know what?
No.
Let's get Laura's thoughts on this because Laura is now joining us. And
hi, Laura.
Hi.
Laura, Laura. You've been a pretty level-headed analyst in Big Brother Whispers this year, along with Melissa. So I want to get your thoughts on Michael's performance last night with him pretty much laying it all out there.
I would have done the same thing to save my game. If there was anything I could say to the people that were voting, I would have done the same thing. At least he tried to save himself. He blew. Listen, who hasn't? You know, Terrence blew things up. What's his name? Kyle. You know, blew up the alliance, the leftovers. Everybody was blowing things up this year. You know, Michael might as well. Let's see if I was going out and I was sitting in that chair and I was going to win $750,000 possibly if I stayed. And the other thing is, let's be clear. 90% of those people that were in the leftovers, including Turner and including Monty, they rode his coattails on every win he had. On every win he had. Because they didn't get put on the block. They didn't get voted out. They owe a large part of their game to Michael because they were in the same alliance. And yeah, I'd be pissed if I was getting to the, you know, I was get, you know, and they, and he said to them, you know, did you catch that part? Turner actually said in a previous conversation with Michael that he would never put an LGD or what is it?
LGBTQ.
Okay. He would never put another one because he is too because he's bisexual, Turner, and he would never put a fellow comrade basically on, you know, and he went against his word. And I would have done everything in my power to fight. And you know, when Michael left and he, you know, said, I have just one thing to say, and he walked out, I thought it was hilarious. I didn't think it was, I thought it was absolutely hilarious, to be honest with you. I did. I thought it was funny. And I mean, if he was trying to get a laugh, he got one from me, for sure, you know. So, yeah, I don't think it was, I mean, the guy was worked hard all season, you know, and won comps and everything. I'd be a little pissed to be put on the block, especially, you know, backdoored, you know. So, I don't know. What are you guys?
I'm waiting to hear the backlash he's going to get in the jury house, because it's going to come out. They were upset with Kyle. They're going to be very upset with him. And we talked about last week that Laura and I disagree on, but there's a lot of players that are in the jury house that aren't going to find this as nice gameplay. They're going to find it very slime-ball-y what he did.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
As a matter of fact,
Kansas, Joseph pointed it out last night.
There you go.
In terms of the timing, and I got to tell you, with everything, there's a distinct possibility with Terrence joining the jury, especially considering the fact that Terrence was very anti-Michael, and obviously Kyle's in there, and it looks like the ingredients are forming together to where there could potentially be another big explosion. And this time, just like last time, it won't be on the feed because it'll be in the jury house this time. I have a feeling that they're going to probably hammer Michael the timing. You know what? This brings up something that Boston Girl had posted in the chat. Why can we hold Michael responsible for holding the information, for withholding the information about Kyle, but yet no one is holding Monty responsible for the hours of vile conversations that he had with Terrence in regards to Taylor?
Exactly. And, you know, did you not find it very interesting, Steve, that when Michael was asked who he would have taken to Final Two, it was Taylor?
Well,
he said
Brittany
was...
I do find that kind
Brittany,
of interesting.
He said if Brittany was gone, then he would take Taylor.
If she was
Brittany
gone.
Was number one. Taylor
Brittany, he
would have
taken
two.
First.
Yeah,
exactly.
But, I think that says something.
He would have only have taken her because he felt that he would have been able to beat her.
Well, that's what everybody does, Kansas.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, but so it doesn't really mean anything. He would take whoever he could beat. But if it would have been between Brittany and Taylor, of course he was going to take Brittany.
Do you think he would have beat Monty?
Michael don't care about anybody but Michael. That's very obvious, even in his conversation with Julie. And that shows he's a perfect attorney because he'll throw whatever bullshit he can. He's great at lying. He said that. I'm great at lying, whatever.
Well,
so many attorneys are that try to get these damn criminals off. And they'll throw whatever they can against the wall to see what sticks. This is what I like about Michael. I wish Reggie was on because I know Reggie'd be agreeing with me on this shit. But seriously. He ain't my kind of person. That's all I'm going to say. I'm glad he's gone.
If you
Sayonara.
Want everybody to... okay, bye.
No, I'm not leaving.
I'm not leaving.
I just said sayonara to him. I'm not leaving, Laura. I just said sayonara to him.
Oh.
I'm not leaving. I'm right here.
I meant sayonara
to Michael. Goodbye, Michael.
Hang on
That's
a second.
That's what I meant.
Hang on a second. What is that background noise that is... It sounds like... Melissa, is that on your end or something?
Oh, I hear it
what?
Now, yeah.
What?
It sounds like a grinder
yeah, grinding.
Or something.
Uh-huh.
Like something's grinding in the background.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just sitting here.
Yeah,
huh.
Me
That's
too.
Weird.
Hang on.
Maybe
is it yours, Laura? Is there
then.
Some sound
I don't
or
hear
something?
Anything.
Yeah, I hear
nothing. You don't hear the grinding?
No. Well, I did for a little bit, but I don't hear it now. Oh, there's a little.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah,
yeah,
there it is.
Well,
maybe it's on Blog Talk then. I don't know where
it
that
might
could
be.
Be from.
It's definitely not me.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm just sitting here in my garage.
Sitting on the bed with my little family.
I kind of find it interesting, though, what Boston Girl brought up, the fact that everybody's holding Michael responsible for the Kyle information, yet nobody is holding Monty responsible for the conversations
mm-hmm.
that he had with Terrence regarding Taylor.
I wish I could have heard
those.
See, Steve, I missed out on a lot of those conversations early on. I mean, I know about, you know, I know that they happened, but I really didn't hear these conversations. They weren't shown on TV.
No,
well,
but they were on
TV. Well, to me, it kind of seems they were, yes, Laura. They were on the feeds. In particular, it kind of seems to me like most of Big Brother Twitter, at least, is piling everything all on Terrence because of his full season hate for Taylor.
Yeah.
But yeah, Monty was also joining in on the hate party as well. Yet
wasn't that early
pass,
on
I
though,
guess.
Steve? Wasn't that in
earlier on?
It was earlier, but I believe it also happened more recently too.
Did it? Because I know
he
apologized to Taylor. He had a long talk with her, and he apologized. He had a real heartfelt apology, and I thought he really meant it when he told Taylor that he did her wrong.
Yeah, I don't know. He may have been – okay, there's such a thing as when you're sitting there and you're saying – she's a hoe that strolling
yeah.
hoe.
Is that what they
whatever.
Said? Is that what he said? Is that what Monty said about her?
Terrence.
No.
Terrence. I could see Terrence saying it. Yeah, he's a jackass. Okay.
Yeah.
But what did Monty say?
There's one thing to actually say those words, and another to sit there and say, oh yeah, uh huh, uh huh, and listen
yeah.
to him without defending her.
Yeah.
If he was not actually saying the words,
he's complicit, right?
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Kind of. Yeah, but he's playing the game. He's listening to Terrence. He's
yeah.
giving him whatever, but not actually participating. And I do know that in the beginning, in that first couple of weeks, he was like, for some reason, obsessed with Paloma.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and he believed Paloma when she said this stuff about Taylor. That's why he was
yeah.
against her.
Anything that Paloma said was gospel.
Right.
Yeah.
According to Boston Girl, they said it last week too.
Monty
that they
too
were doing
about
it last
Taylor?
Week. Yes.
He did?
But was he actually saying the words or was he just being complicit? Because I don't remember that.
Because I know Terrence would be talking smack about her through the whole game. I know that.
Yeah. Boston Girl just said, like Jasmine said, if you're there and you don't speak up, you're just as guilty. That should apply to Monty,
yeah.
too, not just Michael.
Yeah.
It's basically what Jasmine said last night to Kyle about the whole, you know, cookout race issue. And they were talking
yeah.
about Michael in the same breath.
But I do
and by
believe
the way,
that Monty did tell Taylor about some of that stuff.
That's what I thought. I thought he came clean to her about stuff.
By the way, Brittany just said as well, she basically confirmed that Turner had said what was said, that he would never put up somebody in the LGBTQ community,
yeah.
and he ended up doing it. So she did just confirm that about 6 minutes ago on the feed.
Okay.
So, because I know people were questioning me for some reason in Big Brother Whispers, like I was, you know, a Big Brother newbie or something, like I only watch the show and I don't watch the feeds. I post one little quote from Twitter and all hell started to break loose, I guess. So.
Yeah. Well. Well, you know, there's still a chance that Turner could go home, right? If Taylor wins Vito and she takes off Alyssa, Turner's the only option. And that's their opportunity to get rid of him.
And
so,
I feel they would.
Yeah.
Oh, they would.
Definitely.
See, what would happen would be that Taylor will vote for Turner, Alyssa will vote for Brittany, and Monty will send Turner home. Because he's not going to put him on the block and then have him stay. Because then he'll know, I can't do him. He'll know
that Monty's smart. He knows he needs to get him out.
So let's
that'd be cool. I'm okay with that.
And Boston Girl believes that she should take off Brittany if she wins the veto.
Why?
Ugh. I wouldn't. I'd rather see Brittany go than Alyssa. If they don't take Turner out, then truthfully, if I had my choice right now, I'd rather see Brittany go first. That's just my own opinion. But I'm happy with Turner going.
Yeah, you know what? I'm just not a big fan of Brittany's, right? So that's why I don't know. She's just struck me the wrong way or something and rubbed me the wrong way. I don't know what it is. She's just covering her tracks all the time.
Yes.
And,
terrible game. She basically blew up her whole game big time.
Honestly, though, look at Brittany's lack of a resume. Who can she even beat in the final two?
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, I think that Monty and Taylor would stick to each other. I think they'll take each other no matter what if they were in that position. And I think that Brittany and Alyssa both are expecting either one of them to take them to the final two. Turner will take Alyssa.
Yes.
No doubt about it.
What's the deal there?
I agree with you.
Yeah, there's some sort of. I think he kind of has a crush on her, to be honest. But
I was saying that if you put dark hair on her, if you slap some dark hair on her, she looks like Megan.
Yeah.
So I think that what he's seeing in her is Megan.
Right.
And that's what is attracting him to her.
Yeah.
So
for sure. Yeah. It's
but
true.
Anyway, I think they know that Turner has to go. And if Turner does not win the veto, he's probably going to go home.
Mm-hmm. Which
obviously.
Is smart.
I mean,
which is very smart.
I mean, obviously it would be bad for Monty's game, in my opinion, because if Turner leaves, that leaves Monty as the gigantic target for next week. And let's face it, the girls are under the impression that maybe there's an agreement that there will be a final three of girls. I'll tell you one thing. Monty better hope that either he or Turner win the veto, because otherwise he's going to be forced to put up Turner. Unless, of course, Taylor wins it and decides not to use it, which, honestly, I think she might use it if she wins it.
Yeah.
You know, I think that if Taylor had her choice between taking Monty or taking one of the girls, she would take Monty.
Yeah.
And quite honestly, I think based on their competition skills, it's going to be, because I think they can all play it, all play for HOH in the Final Four, can't they?
Yes. Yeah. So, whoever wins, no, it's
no,
so basically. Or wait a minute, can they? Hang on.
I don't remember.
I forget which one is the most important, if it's Final Five or Final Four. No, I think it might. Wait. No, I think it's. I think Monty won't be able to play in Final Four. So.
No.
Because usually it's the Final Four HOH that's the most important.
Yeah.
Because if you win the Final Four HOH, obviously you can play in the Final Three HOH.
Right.
So.
Steve, I just thought of something. Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, if Turner's gone, okay. Let's just put it this way: if Turner's gone, then the two competitors pretty much are going to be possibly Alyssa and Taylor. And I totally think that Taylor would win it if Turner's not there.
Here's something I just thought of, you guys, and this could make put Monty in a better situation. You know how we're saying Alyssa would vote to keep Turner if it was, you know, if the two of them were up, that she would vote to keep Turner? Now, if she's going to be so happy if she's pulled off the block, okay? You know, and you know how Alyssa is, where her brain just goes batshit crazy. They could talk her into voting him out and saying, "You got to understand, honey. You know, he got Michael out. He's going to win the game. We got to get rid of him. I know you like him, but you got to vote him out." She'll probably vote him out and leave Monty in the clear. That could happen. She might not be voting out. She might be voting to get Turner out. They could sway her into it. You know how she is.
Except though, I still stand by this. I think that this is how it's going to play out. If Monty has to put up Turner, and Turner leaves, Monty better hope he wins that Final Four POV, or else he's out. I think the girls, when they see that they have a 3-1 advantage,
they get him out. Yeah.
Especially Taylor knowing that she could win over Alyssa or Brittany.
Yeah.
They're gonna end up trying to make that final three all women a reality. And I'm not being misogynistic. I'm not trying to be misogynistic here or anything, but let's face it. If the final three of all of the women that are left, honestly, it would be kind of underwhelming because you have Alyssa who hasn't done anything. You have Brittany who basically rode Michael's coattails all the way throughout this entire game. And the only power of veto win that she has, or the only two wins that she has, is one is because she was partnered with Michael, and the other one was because Michael threw it to her with them two being the last two in that stay or fold competition.
That's right.
She only won that veto because Michael threw it to her.
Truthfully, any
and
of them that's
Taylor,
in there right now would be smart to take. And I could see them not wanting to take Brittany because they just can't stand her. But I think all of them in there, Turner, Monty, Taylor, Brittany, she's not going to get there anyway, but any of them should want to take Alyssa to the end. I said this earlier because it's a guaranteed win.
Do you know what would be?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think?
I beg to differ. I don't think so.
Really?
If it's Taylor and Alyssa sitting there in the end.
Yeah.
Jasmine,
you don't think Taylor would win?
Yeah,
nope.
I do.
No?
I do.
I do.
Do you?
I think Taylor
and
would
you know
beat
why?
Alyssa, yes.
Because
Jasmine's rooting for her. I can't believe this. But
Jasmine
is like all Team Taylor now.
Yeah.
Like, where the hell did that come from?
In the jury house. She was Team Taylor in the jury house when they were talking. Yeah. I do think that she would, you know, and that's based, I think part of that is based on the fact that with Taylor's goodbye message to Jasmine, where she said that she would never put up a black woman, right?
Yeah. I think that resonated in
I do too. Yep.
And so I think, yeah, that and you know what? Joseph, in the jury house, Joseph could have been plugging Taylor as well. Because I do think he had a soft spot for Taylor.
He did.
You know, I think that he might have been plugging her. I don't, you know what would be terrible and anticlimactic as hell is if Brittany and Alyssa were in final two.
Oh, wouldn't that be awful?
You want to talk about people? You want to talk about people who have done nothing the entire season?
Yeah,
that'd be so bad.
You know what? I would be, if I was in production and that was our final two, I would be laughing at the fans and saying, "Be careful what you wish for, because guess what?
Yeah,
you wanted you wanted Kyle out. Okay, you wanted Michael out. You wanted all these competitors out, and you thought your little crush Taylor was going to make the final two. Well, guess what? Here you go.
Yeah.
It's the two worst competitors of the season. Enjoy.
Yeah. And Alyssa, actually, Alyssa maybe would win that. She would probably beat Brittany.
She would beat Brittany.
Yeah.
Most definitely. Who would vote for Brittany? Michael.
Yeah, that's true. She pissed so many people off. You're right. Maybe Michael. Michael might be the only one.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I just find,
maybe Taylor. Taylor would probably. Taylor and Michael might vote for Brittany.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm agreeing with Melissa on a lot of things, too. You know, like one of the things is if Taylor does, if they do get, like, Monty might not want to get rid of Turner, but he might, you know, there might not be any choice. If he might be the only, if Taylor does win veto and she takes down either Brittany or Alyssa, Turner has to go up. And there is no other choice. And they kind of would be stupid on, like, the girls who are voting would be stupid not to take Turner out because he's a strong competitor.
He got the best player out.
Yeah.
That in itself would give him a win, I believe.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though.
It was
you
Monty.
You don't get the best player. Yeah, you don't get the best player out if Monty doesn't win that veto.
Oh,
yeah.
I
if
know.
Anybody
but,
else,
well,
if
Mon-
anybody,
but it was on his HOH.
I know, but Monty is the one that
But Monty
put the
did. Oh, I
right
agree
there.
With you. Monty was the one that flipped it around because originally Turner went. I don't think you were here, Laura, when we were talking about that. When Turner made the cockamamie idea to Monty about let's get rid of the women are all going to be working together instead of targeting Michael, let's keep him and get the women out first and let us, the three of us guys, since we're such strong, you know, since
we're such
strong players, and let's just get all the women out. I thought that was the stupidest thing ever. And Monty was going along with it, which made me sick. So I loved when Monty flipped it last night and said, "We got to do it now, man. We got to do it. We got to get him now."
We got more. We have more insight from Boston Girl. She says that Britt will definitely vote out Turner. Alyssa and Monty are both iffy. Monty will not vote. I can't speak tonight. Monty will not vote Turner out in a tie because he can't play the next HOH and will be the target of the girls, like I had said. Britt was also 9 seconds behind Monty in the HOH comp last night, and as soon as Kyle left, Alyssa attached herself to Turner. So there's that.
But I think they could. But I think they could sway Alyssa when she's all frazzled and she's just so damn happy to not be getting voted out. And I think they could. I think they could sway her to vote their way. They've done it before. So I think that.
No,
I think they might. I'm just saying. I'm thinking that might happen, and that would get the blood off of Monty's hands.
I'm thinking they might be able to
sway her to vote.
I'm not so sure about that, though.
She's not the smartest chick, man. They can do that. They can play with this girl's head. It's been done all season.
But what are you thinking, Melissa?
I don't know. Something in the back of my head says Monty does not want to be sitting in the end with Turner.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
And so if he's got the opportunity to take her out, take him out, he's going to do it.
I just think it's a big mistake that he would be making, because that leaves
him wide
open.
What, to take
him
out or not take him out, Steve? What would be the mistake?
To take out Turner. Because that leaves
that would be
him,
a mistake, you feel?
Monty, because that leaves Monty wide open for the girls next week.
Well,
but he's
you
stronger
know what?
Than the girls. He could beat them
if
in
the
But
if he doesn't do it, if he doesn't do it when he has the chance,
yeah.
then Turner could turn around and get him out.
Right.
Turner can
Possibly.
Turn around and get him out next week to so that he doesn't have the competition with the three girls in the final four.
That's true. Exactly.
So he, it's just like when Brittany was telling Michael, you've got to get Turner out. He is your biggest
yeah.
threat. You have to get rid of Turner. And
right.
Michael kept saying, no, because he got all cocky, thinking
mm-hmm.
that he could beat everybody. And
right.
so,
and I mean,
so
he had nine
then,
wins.
What happened?
He had nine comp wins.
Well, then what happens is that Turner wins the HOH and takes him out.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
but you know,
right?
Did you
yeah.
guys notice yesterday that when they were doing that HOH that he was having problems with his cord, Michael?
Mm-hmm.
He complained. He complained that it got disconnected, and essentially he started to accuse production of rigging it. That everybody else's didn't disconnect, yet his did. Trying to reconnect it.
Did you not see him when he was playing the game, or when they were doing it, that he was having problems with it? Like, so I do believe that he was having problems with it.
Well, I don't think that was because of the design. You know,
mm-mm. he just messed
it's,
up.
It's just, it's his damn fault. You know, when you're going
yeah.
fast like that, of course there's going to be problems. And by the way, the biggest thing that really blew my mind last night, that really pissed me off watching this competition, is everybody I understand it's a competition and you want to get out as fast as you can. You're supposed to unspool almost the entire thing, the entire
mm-hmm.
rope. You're not going to get out there all the way to the other side with just a little bit of rope, like
right,
half of
exactly.
the spool undone.
Exactly.
I mean, come on.
Right.
If anybody's watched the challenge when they've done competitions like that before, you know that you gotta do more than just half.
Right.
I think
Steve, I thought the same thing. It's like there's no way they're gonna get out with just that much rope
yeah,
or whatever
honestly,
it was.
Honestly,
yeah, no
I
way.
I think that's what cost Michael the veto last night. Is
yeah.
the fact that
he ran
decided,
back and forth.
Yeah, he kept running back and forth instead of
mm-hmm.
getting the most out of if you're a super fan. Or, okay, I shouldn't say super fan, but if you're just a logical thinker, you take a look at that challenge, you look at how it's constructed. It's going to take a pretty long length of rope for you to be able to the other
sure.
side of the yard.
Exactly. But I'm sorry, how cocky is he to hear that he's blaming production for that it was rigged? That's bullshit.
Well, that's
I
mean,
he's a real sore loser. I'm sorry.
I shouldn't pronounce that as fact. That is my speculation based off of what I read off of Big Brother Twitter with the way
yeah,
that
no.
people were commenting about
well,
Alyssa, him.
Alyssa said that her thing broke and she had to put it back together. He said that it broke. I read an interview And I can't remember who it was. But he didn't accuse production of anything. He just said that it broke and he had to put it back together, which cost him time, you know. And
well,
he said that he felt it was unfair. Yeah, I didn't hear that part. Maybe it was different in the interview I saw. But, you know, whether it is or, you know, it doesn't really matter. If they would have felt that something was unfair, they would have stopped the competition and started over. Production would have. Don't you
think?
Well,
I don't know. I don't know, Laura. I mean, it's live TV. So.
Yeah.
I don't know how you can restart. I don't know how you can rewrap everything with the limited amount of time that they have.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
They needed a winner by the end of the night, so they had to.
Yeah. Well,
but,
I don't know.
I mean, you take a look at Michael's whole body of work, though. Three HOHs, six POVs, the new POV record. And for now, Janelle's record stays intact actually, it's technically Janelle and Michael's record now because they share it, nine competition wins in a season. For now, that stays intact. But honestly, you know, there were so many people on Twitter that were yelling out last night, get rid of Michael. What the fuck
yes.
are you guys doing? Putting
right.
like Brittany and Alyssa.
Right.
Get
oh, if they didn't
rid
get rid of Michael,
of Michael,
I would have been probably not wanting to watch anymore, to tell you the truth. I was so angry when him and Monty were talking about, let's keep the guys now. Let's not get rid of Michael. Let's target the girls because they're all going to be working together. And it's,
well, Michael,
be
said,
kidding
Michael
me.
Said he didn't. Michael said that wasn't genuine on his part, that he had no... you know, he had no thoughts about actually sticking to the guys' alliance.
And he did tell Brittany that if she was up and he won veto, that he would take her down, and I believe he would have. Don't you?
But this was like a Turner and Monty conversation, just the two of them, where
no,
they were
know,
deciding on,
this,
let's keep Michael
is...
after all. I mean, that killed me.
Yeah, well...
I'm glad it didn't happen. Let's just say it was nice to see it didn't happen.
They were planning on keeping him until the final moment there.
Yeah,
you know, when
exactly.
Monty went to Turner and said, we'll never get another chance. And Turner kept saying, you know, make sure everybody's on the same page.
Right.
So, you know.
Which I knew they would be.
Well, I mean, you know, I liked Michael. I mean, there was, you know, I thought that he was a good competitor. At the beginning, he and Brittany had some really good heart-to-hearts. And I have to say that at the beginning, Brittany was a good sounding board for him. And she did make some good suggestions, but her game, the more nervous she got, the worse her flapping gums got, right? She just buried herself.
Oh, she blew her game up, exactly.
Don't you think, Melissa?
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I certainly believe that.
She still is.
Mm-hmm. She lied today when she was, you know, after NOMS, she was talking to Monty, and she was still lying, you know? Like, and Monty knew she was lying.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just think, oh, come on, Brittany, shut the, you know, up.
Right.
She tried making final twos. With everybody last night.
Yep.
After everything was exposed.
Yeah.
So,
needless
to say.
And everyone knew she was full of shit that she was talking to.
Yeah.
Well,
in her mind,
she thinks that she's the perfect person to take the final two.
Of course.
She's the perfect person to take the final two. And so she thinks that everybody's going to take her no matter what.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I feel like it's kind of going to be a little bit boring going from here. The only thing that will cause me a little bit of excitement is if Taylor wins veto and Turner actually goes up and out.
Well, we better hope it's not horror themed.
Oh, yeah. Taylor really had a bad time with that, eh? I wonder why.
Yeah,
you know,
apparently, I don't know if this is confirmed. I don't know if it's real, but apparently she had multiple panic attacks last night, and she ended up having to sleep in the bathroom because apparently when she was a kid, I don't know if this is real or not. I haven't seen the actual clip at all, but apparently when she was a kid, her classmate was murdered. I guess it was in front of her eyes or something. Let me try and find the tweet that I retweeted.
Was it a haunted house or something?
Yeah.
Is that what the competition was?
You know, I think
it's
that
one
that
you go. Yeah, that's what was.
Yeah, you go
the
into
black box.
This. Yeah, and you crawl. Is that the one that you're crawling and stuff, Melissa, and all kinds of shit?
Yeah.
And things come popping out at you and stuff.
Yeah.
Is that what that was?
Well, I don't think they came popping out because of COVID, there was people that used to come popping out, didn't
there? Yeah,
wasn't
right.
There?
Yeah.
You know, and,
but this time it was just voices behind the wall.
They said that basically the competition was – It's almost like they had to barricade windows or something.
Oof.
They had to barricade windows, and basically she ended up having to bow out of the HOH comp after, I think they said it was about 10 minutes or something, because she was starting to have panic attacks.
Oh, that's so sad.
Due to childhood trauma. From when a classmate of hers was murdered when she was 5 years old.
Oh, I can understand that. Oh, I feel so bad she had to go through that then.
But somebody was saying that it was on the feeds, and this is one of the things that I'm going to do probably tomorrow, because by the time we're done here, it's going to be too late. But when Monty got his room this morning, he did Alyssa's one-on-one first because she was tired. So once he did her, Alyssa went down to go to bed, and I think Turner and Taylor were waiting for Monty to get through with Brittany. And I was listening to the Brittany-Monty conversation, and most of the updates were following that conversation. But I don't know what Taylor and Turner were talking about.
No,
so,
I didn't see that. Yeah.
So
because
when,
I was up really late, Melissa, and I saw that the feeds didn't come on until I'm trying to remember. I think it was after 2:15 or something their time. If I'm not, because I'm up really late, and I think it came on because it was off. It was all puppies, from 9 on. So I believe it was from 9 till 2 in the morning, 2:15, I think it finally came back on.
Uh-huh.
And that's when I found out, who the head of household was. Monty didn't get his room, I don't think, until close to 4 o'clock or something in the morning their time.
It was 4:30 when he got his room. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. So anyway, then they did one-on-one right after that when he had the house HOH reveal, the letter and all of that kind of good stuff. But
sounds like they didn't sleep at all.
When he was talking to Brittany, I think that Turner and Taylor were sitting outside on the in the lounge waiting their turn. So somebody had said, well, she said it on the feed. She talked about what happened when she was five, blah, blah, blah. So that's what I'm going to do tomorrow is flashback until that time and see if I can watch that conversation and see what
she said.
Yeah,
I'm going to do that too. I'm interested to hear that.
Because I'm not sure. I'm not saying it didn't happen. I'm just saying I didn't see it and I didn't read it. So.
I didn't read it either because I went through also, just like you, I went through Joker's updates, you know, to see like, because I was wondering, did they ever go to bed or what? I didn't even know about the conversations until I was reading. It's just crazy.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I don't think they slept.
I mean, you know, it's true that she had, I saw on the updates, I can't remember which updates it were, but what, one of them from Twitter that said that she actually had to drop out of the competition because she was so scared.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she said that she was going to time out anyway. She was going to time out anyway, so she just quit it.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so glad Monty didn't put her up. I'm so glad.
You know what? I'm reading Michael's exit interview right now, and something sticks out to me because somebody, it was Mike Bloom asked him that he chose to go after Terrence despite Brittany trying to convince you to nominate Turner. And as far as why did he decide to temporarily reform the Leftovers, considering what ensued in the double eviction, and he looked at Terrence as the fact that he was a pawn all season and then they get dragged to the final two, and he knew that having somebody like Terrence remain in the game was dangerous for him because of the fact that he was up on the block so many times that could potentially earn him some votes at the end. And he claims that he knew if he was up on the block, he had no argument for why he would be able to stay over Terrence. So he would be a threat to Michael getting to the end. And he says, even if I had taken out Turner, I think I would still be sitting here. I think Monty would have ultimately won these competitions in the double eviction, and I still would be here. So I don't necessarily regret it. It was trying to position myself the best I could if I didn't win a competition. I knew it was a long shot no matter what by my decision, meaning to target Terrence instead of Turner.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he was also asked about Kyle, about him outing Kyle like he did. And he said, looking back at the situation, I completely understand why people were skeptical of my timing for revealing this information. In this game, no matter what information you're bringing forward, people are going to look at it as if you're using it as an opportunity to get ahead in the game. So I can't fault anyone for being skeptical and asking questions and getting pushback. Ultimately, at the time, with the information that I had, I felt like it was the right time to say something. I'm sorry. I'm gonna try to not laugh during this whole thing, but
that's bullshit. I'm sorry. I call bullshit on all of it.
With this second paragraph, it just makes me laugh. Where he thinks that at the time, with the information that I had, I felt like it was the right time to say something.
Yeah,
like
sure.
2 to 3 weeks. 2 to 3 weeks earlier apparently wasn't the right time to say something.
Yeah,
I knew I would regret it if I just didn't say anything at all. And no matter when I said something, it was always going to be able to be spun that I was using it to get ahead in the game. So looking
he
at
never
how
would
everyone
have said
reacted,
anything if he wasn't in that situation. He was holding on to that for the right time. And we all heard him saying, Melissa, you were even talking about it. You saw him, too, when he was in the room and he was saying, if I go down, you're going down, too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
going to
blow your game up, too, Kyle.
Lots of players have said those exact words. And I don't agree that he used it at the time he did, but I'm looking at myself and saying, okay, if I was Michael, I was going after 750,000. I wanted to win the game. Would I have, you know, Kyle already blew. Kyle's first mistake was not even talking about the POC. Kyle's first mistake was blowing up the leftovers, right? Nobody, and I mean, Joseph didn't take that lightly either when he came, you know, to the jury house. I think that Michael didn't do anything worse than Kyle did.
No, they're both slimy, but at least Kyle's admitting it. Michael's not
even admitting that he did what he did was wrong.
At least Kyle's admitting he's wrong. I'll give Kyle at least credit for that.
I mean, I can understand, you know, Kyle being ignorant of racial difficulties and everything, right? And not exactly knowing what he's doing. Some people just aren't aware. But I mean, the fact remains, he blew up the leftovers.
Yeah.
Right?
And, absolutely.
You know, dumb move, really. Like, if I wonder how far they could have gone had he not done that.
His worst mistake actually was getting involved with Alyssa.
Well,
that's when it all started. That was the dumbest thing he did.
Yeah,
if there was never Alyssa, if he would have kept his head straight in the game and pulled away from her, he could have started a relationship with her after the game's over or in the jury house. But if he would have kept his head together and kept the leftovers and did his thing, he would have been fine.
He was thinking with the wrong head.
100%.
Exactly. Let's look at it this way. With the five people remaining, who do you all think has the best chance of winning this game?
Monty.
The five remaining.
Monty.
You know, I would have said Turner, but I almost kind of have to agree with Monty, and I think it depends on who he's up against in the final two.
Okay,
because
here's
the question,
Steve. if he and Taylor are in final two, who wins?
Monty.
I think Monty will win.
I think Terrence could potentially be a deciding vote because of the fact that he's so biased against Taylor like he is. I think
he would probably
vote for Monty, and he could be the
deciding
factor.
What was the
factor.
Comment that he made last night to Julie? Who's the next one you want to see out? And he said Taylor.
That's right. He can't stand her. I don't know why.
I don't understand it. I don't get it.
But, you know, here's the thing. I think I'm going to give you my opinion. If Monty and Taylor are in final two, I think Taylor wins.
I want that to happen. Truthfully, that's my wish. But I'm just using my head thinking, who do I actually think will win? And I think it'd be – but I would love Taylor to win.
I think Joseph will vote for her. I think the girls will all vote for her.
Not all of them, no.
Who don't you think will vote for her?
Amira.
I think she's not even in there.
What am I talking about?
I think out of those who are in the jury, I think Joseph may potentially be a toss-up between Monty and Taylor. Because, yeah, he had that budding relationship with Taylor, but he also had the bro thing going on with Monty.
Michael will vote for Taylor.
I don't know about that.
Michael will definitely vote for Taylor.
Because Monty got him out. Okay, that's true.
Yeah, he's Monty. It's not.
Brittany would vote for Taylor.
It's not even because Monty got him out, though. It's because the fact that he was closer all season long with Taylor.
Y'all are making me feel better. I think you're right. I'll take it. I think you guys are swaying me. You're right. I think she would probably win over Monty.
I think the two wild cards in a potential Monty and Taylor final two could be Terrence and Joseph. Because we know Terrence is going to vote for Monty regardless, but Joseph is the big wild card because of the fact that yeah, he was close with Taylor, but he was also just as equally close with Monty. And they were part of the Pound Alliance as well.
The only thing that would change other people's minds would be who was the better player. And if it was the who was the better player, then they would end up going with Monty over Taylor because he was a better player than Taylor.
They both won two. Oh, wait. Okay.
No,
Taylor
no, no. She only won one. Am I right, guys?
Well, she's going to win two.
Right? She only won one, Vito?
Yeah, but she's going to win two.
Well,
she's
hopefully.
She's going to win Vito.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. She hasn't won it yet.
I know.
But Monty's won two HOHs. Don't forget that. Monty won two HOHs, plus the veto.
Yeah, I think
so Monty has more
on
his resume than Taylor.
If it's physical, I don't know if Taylor will be able to out-physical Monty or Turner. I think if it's mental, she has potentially a good chance, although Turner, honestly, in a mental competition, Turner would be a huge obstacle to overcome just based off of the memorization comp that they just did for HOH that Turner won, where he seemed fairly confident about every single answer that he gave, with the exception of one or two. So,
oh, listen,
it seems
I just found this. This person on Twitter, Taylor for AFP.
America's favorite player for sure.
Yeah. Okay. It says, Taylor is shook from the HOH comp. Taylor told Turner and Alyssa that when she was in kindergarten, a classmate got murdered and it scarred her, so she avoids anything horror-themed. The HOH comp was definitely a trigger for her.
Wow. That sucks.
So you're going to have to look for a conversation with Turner and Alyssa.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the one I was telling you about.
Yeah.
That when Monty was talking to Brittany, Taylor and Turner were sitting out in the lounge. And so I'm going to go back and watch that convo.
Yeah.
Now, when it comes to America's favorite player, because I wanted to ask you guys your opinions on this, and it's really strange. When I go to Joker's updates, they every day they have a 24-hour, you know, for all of the house guests, their ratings, you know, who's in the first place, who's at the bottom. And it's been sticking where it's been Joseph at number one. Taylor's not – it's like at number five or something like that. So that's kind of strange to me.
Yeah, well,
but Joseph's
been
at the number one spot, and I think Turner's number two. And that's also weird because of all the fans that hated his guts. And I'm confused.
For some reason, all season long, fans have been oddly obsessed with Joseph, even though he didn't do anything in the game except, you know, basically run wild, essentially, trying to make multiple alliances.
Now, remember how I've been telling you all season, I haven't trusted him.
Yeah,
He's been running around. He's talking 100 miles a minute. His whispering, whisper, drove me freaking nuts. And then come to find out, and while the feeds were down, in Direfest, he was throwing everybody under the bus, including Taylor.
Yeah.
So
he sure did.
Like,
yes, he did.
Why vote for him?
Yeah, I agree. Taylor has my vote, without a doubt.
I don't get it. It's just like, why would you vote? I just don't know.
You know, let's bring in the man whom, without his help, none of these podcasts would be possible, and see what he thinks about the America's Favorite Player race coming up here. Jim, how's it going?
Hi, Jim.
The man, the
hey.
Hi, Jim.
Hi, Jim. Yeah.
Hey, everybody.
Hi.
Coming to you from the hill in Fayetteville, Arkansas tonight.
Oh, my goodness.
But I haven't heard anything. I only know what I've read and like the last minute or two that I just heard. And I'm kind of on the same page with Melissa. How the hell is that guy even being considered?
Yeah.
But it made me stop and think, Steve. It made me stop and think. It's just like with Survivor. There's two different audiences. The general viewers and the internet viewers. And on Big Brother, if you're just going by the general viewers, having the more clout, the more votes with what they've seen, because a lot of them don't see the feeds, maybe he gets a lot of votes. I don't know. I'm with Kansas. I don't understand how the hell Taylor don't win after what all she went through.
Yeah. I mean, the one thing I'll say about Joseph, he is likable. He is a very likable guy. I'll give him that.
But it's like Melissa said, if you don't know what he did on the feeds or what we don't, I mean, then, yeah, he seems likable. But if you know that stuff, it really changes your opinion.
No, Jim, I mean, Taylor deserves, with all this shit that she went through and to keep her head held high and to push through all of that and be where she's at now, I feel she deserves it for that alone.
Man,
despite the fact that so many of us love her so much.
It's crazy. I don't know, you know, I don't know as much about Big Brother as all of you do, but from what I've seen, I don't know anybody that's gone from just being such a big target the first 2, 3, 4 weeks to now being in the final five.
Exactly.
I read some of the exit interviews today. What is Terrence's damn problem with Taylor?
I don't know.
He's had a stick up his ass all season long for some reason in regards to Taylor, saying that they never connected. They, you know, it's.
Let's look at this psychologically. Do you think maybe pretty women might have treated him like shit, and he has an axe to grind? Maybe she reminds him of somebody.
Maybe he has
a bad, you know, because girls like her might have screwed him over, and he's taking it out on her.
Because I mean, it is what it is.
Why else?
This is how it is now. I mean. She's a person of color. He's a person of color. But yet, he wanted to get rid of her. I don't know.
He hated her.
I don't know
her.
What it was.
And she never did anything wrong to him.
Melissa, what do you think it was? Melissa, why didn't Terrence appreciate what Taylor had to go through and like her for that?
Well, the thing is that his two people were Nicole
and Daniel.
They hated her, and so did he. Yep.
Now that's making sense.
And also, that's making sense to me.
We can fully expect if somehow Taylor makes the finals, she's not getting his vote.
No, there's no way she's getting Terrence's vote. No way. Uh-huh.
And I think his hatred stems as well from the fact that she put him up when yet she didn't want to put up Jasmine. I think that kind of, because he mentioned multiple times this season about being for the cause. He didn't say it on the show. He said it in the feeds about being for the cause. And yet Taylor decides, no, I don't want to put up Jasmine because she's a black woman, but Terrence is fair game. And I think that's what really pissed him off.
Well, yeah, but, you know, there's a certain thing with black women that they protect each other. They have a kind of stigma sometimes where People have made fun of them because they don't get along, etc. So she wanted to, you know, prove that that stigma didn't exist for her, and that's why she wasn't going to put her up. You know, because it's not just about being black. Even within the race, like I have friends who don't get along that are black because one is light skin black and the other one's dark skin black.
Right.
And there's nothing there's nothing I can do to make them get along. You know, they just don't like each other. So she was trying to get rid of that, right? So, you know, she's not putting another black woman up. Good for her. I give her kudos for that. Who cares, Terrence? You've been saying shit about her all season long. Why wouldn't you know, good for her that she put him up. He's been a dick.
There's no reason for her to ever have wanted to work with Terrence.
You know,
never.
I don't care if he's black, white, green, purple,
right,
or
exactly.
Pink. He was
terrible. That's a very good point. That's a very
exactly.
good point.
He was so
dick.
Awful to her. Right.
You know.
Yeah, that's a very good point. It didn't matter what color he was.
Right.
The way he treated her and didn't want to work with her and targeted her. Why the hell would he think she wouldn't come after him?
Yeah, he said some horrible
exactly.
things. Horrible things about her. And, you know, a strolling hoe and, you know, all kinds
Ugh.
Of things. You know, like,
I can't stand him. I'm so glad he's gone, y'all. I'm so glad.
You know, she has more class in her little fingernail than Terrence will ever have.
He's disgusting. He is just low-class shit.
You know, that's how I feel. You know, and like, my friends, you know, I don't know what, like, I haven't even, like, I don't want to deep dive into their problem, but because they're both my friends. But they, like, you know, I had a party when, like, they sat on opposite sides of the room, and, you know, I could tell they were snarling at each other. And, you know, it's my house. You want to snarl? Go someplace else.
You know what's surprising, you guys? You know who was a fan of Terrence? It still shocks me to the core. Janelle was a big fan of Terrence. I don't
really
get it.
I thought she was Michael's
yes,
fan.
Laura. Yes, she was. I don't understand. She thought he was a cool old man.
Yeah, see, I didn't know that. I didn't
yes,
know that.
Yes, is that crazy?
Where did you
Listen
read that?
To the last interview. I'm thinking, are you crazy, Janelle? Are you nuts? I adore you, Janelle, but please. Come on,
is she still a fan of Terrence? Is she still a fan of Terrence?
She hasn't had a show now in, I think, a couple weeks. This was the last show that she did. This was a couple weeks ago. But
I
all the shit
it.
Went down. It's like, I'm sure she probably doesn't watch the live feeds. I guess she talks like what? She does. I'm confused. But she's a fan of Terrence. I know she liked the idea that he was around her age. But I'm shocked. How any woman
yeah,
can be a fan of Terrence is beyond me. I don't get it.
How old is he? Because he acts older than me.
He's
44.
Yeah.
If I'm
yeah,
not mistaken. Am I right,
bad.
Jen? He's 44.
He acts like an old man. Geez, you know, I'm really old, and I don't act that way. You know, like...
Oh, he's
seriously?
Ridiculous. That was why
Wait,
I thought
right,
that
so,
it must
look,
have been a woman
I
that
saw,
he, that reminds
let,
him of Taylor that treated him like dirt, and that's why he hated her so much.
Yeah, no.
All right. Let me ask you guys, because I saw who got nominated.
Yeah.
But I don't know who the actual target is. Who is the target?
Brittany right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
But he wants to get
okay.
Turner out.
No, he didn't say that. Monty
he didn't.
Say,
oh, I thought he
yeah,
did say that. He didn't
no,
say
it's,
that. You
it's
guys.
It's all over the place.
All
it's
right.
All
and
over
listen,
the place.
Listen, my other, my part two to that question is, if one of them comes down, who is Monty going to put up?
Turner.
Oh, only. But that's if.
Would they vote? Would they vote Turner out?
Probably.
I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
But
I think that would be smart if they
yeah.
did.
But the only thing is, Jim, That's only if Taylor wins veto and takes somebody down. Now, if Brittany or Alyssa wins veto and comes down, Taylor's still available to go up.
But I don't think he'll do it.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to put Taylor up.
Yeah,
and,
I do not think he'll put up Taylor.
I hope
and
not.
As Boston Girl just said in the chat, Monty said that if the opportunity presents itself, he won't be mad, meaning he won't be mad if the opportunity presents itself and Turner has to go up on the block.
Okay, there you
see,
go.
See,
I think that's
the move. I think that's what he should do.
I
but
do,
Jim,
Jim,
aren't
my,
you,
Jim
are,
my pick for final two is Monty
though?
And Taylor. What about you?
Yeah,
I mean, I said that last week also. That's who I want
well,
to see
actually,
going to the end.
I think it's kind of leaning that way, Kansas.
I think that's a
good possibility.
And
I mean, truthfully, Jim, if any of them really were thinking I have to win this game, then they would be looking to take Alyssa or Brittany with them.
Kansas, I was thinking the same thing.
No.
How you doing? That sounds like my Teresa.
It is.
Hey, Teresa. Hey, that's my fellow Kansan. That's my girlfriend.
And I will say this. Out of the two, I could see Alyssa going to the final two with the Taylor, Monty, or Turner, because out of Brittany and Alyssa, Brittany has at least won a comp or two. The only thing Alyssa has done the whole time she's been there has been Kyle.
Was have fun on a butterfly floaty. That's what Alyssa did. gave Kyle 10 seconds of pleasure.
Well,
that's
I will say this. My husband and I were talking about that, and he said, well, he either hadn't had sex for a long time or has never had sex at all, and Alyssa is hot.
I think he might have been a virgin. I really do. Or maybe had it once or twice in early teens. Who knows?
Yeah, he said
I think he was a virgin, though. I really do.
He said
he wasn't experienced.
Anyway.
This was a debate on the Whispers chat, Jim or Steve. Maybe you could clarify this. One, did Kyle have a job?
Yes.
He used to.
Yeah, I think we covered
fired.
That a week or two ago.
He's got a pretty
good job.
Yeah, he does.
He's on LinkedIn.
He is, I can't remember the company he's working for, but it's a management and marketing company, and he's actually an executive and part owner or partner or something. And I can't remember the name of it, but I'll look it up. But it
I read
says,
they just that whatever company he was working for. I just read this a couple of days ago or yesterday. But he was laid off. They fired him.
No, that's not a company. That is Big Brother. It's a marketing company that markets the Big Brother contestants. They are not going to sponsor him anymore. But his job, his actual job, and I think he was working there for 4 years, 4 months, up until he went into the BB house. Yeah.
Yeah, and he said he ended up leaving because I remember it was something like he didn't want to be tied down or something like that. He didn't want to be because he used to do some sort of software management or something that he had said, and that he didn't want to be, he got tired of being tied down to certain things that he was doing.
Well,
Okay.
Well, I will say this much. Based off of what I saw on Whispers, Michael is one of the most polarized contestants, definitely this season.
There's a lot of people that if you appreciate competition wins, then you love him and you hate what happened to him. But if you prefer more of the social game and how he and Brittany held back information, then you're glad he left.
And Jim and Teresa, here's a question for you guys that we talked about. What were your feelings of the way Terrence and Michael left the house last night? Did you find it amusing? What did you guys think?
I'm going to say this, and forgive me if I offend anybody, but they both need to get the titties out of their mouths.
Yeah.
I think what Michael tried to do in his speech to Brittany, I think that was total game. He was trying to save his ass. And, you know, he'll probably tell her he's sorry, but that was his, like, his last hurrah, his last chance.
Yeah. But how about how he walked out of the house, though, Jim? I'm talking about how he walked out of the house. Because it was Daniel, Terrence, and him that left like assholes.
Okay.
We're talking that. I mean, could he have been a gentleman and said, hey, guys, I still feel I should have won this game, but more power to you because you did the right thing by getting me out. Right?
Oh, he was
Leave
bitter.
At least like a man.
He was definitely bitter. He was bitter because he's run this game all season long, and then he got.
He had
to leave.
Right. Did he leave like a? Did he leave at least with some class and dignity?
I thought it was funny.
No, not really.
Did he leave with? Was it? I'm sorry, Laura. Don't get mad at me. I thought he just looked. Both him and Terrence and Daniel also. They just looked classless.
Well, I thought about Terrence, but the way he left. I mean, whether he was classless or not, I laughed when he left. It was to me, it was funny. So you know, I mean. I'm not sure that after winning 9 comps and carrying 7 players from the leftovers, because none of those guys would have been where they are now without his wins, because they wouldn't have been safe. So I probably wouldn't have been all that happy either.
Oh, I wouldn't have either. I wouldn't have either, but it's just how you take it in the moment. Some people take it in the moment to where they're bitter and they're pissed off, and other people take it in the moment like, well, hey, I had a great run, and hell, they got me.
He told Julie they did the right thing by getting him out.
You have to remember that just before this happened, there was an altercation with him and Turner, and he was hot under the collar already from that altercation. So, let's just say that considering all that, and I could tell that he was, you know, breathing hard, he was upset, you know, shit happens. I mean, I don't know. I'm not saying it was a classy way to leave, but when he did leave, I actually laughed out loud. Like, you know, my 91-year-old mother watching the show with me laughed, you know. So apparently she has a sense of humor, you know. So I don't know.
I thought he was paying homage to Cody from the Cody and Jessica season when he hopped over the little glass
table. That's
right,
the table. Yeah.
Well, Cody had – but the thing is, there's a big difference between the way Michael played the game and how he was treated and how Cody and Jessica were treated. Cody and Jessica were treated like shit.
Well, one
thing.
Cody
didn't
want
to say goodbye to most of the people in that damn house, honestly. And I'm not a Cody fan. I was a Jessica fan. I'm not a Cody fan. But I don't blame him.
So Cody was angry when he left, right? Hello?
Mostly, yes.
Yeah. Well, and that was okay for him to leave that way, but not for Michael. I get it.
No, well, Michael's a big, there's a big difference between how Michael played the game and Cody played the game. Cody had reason to feel that way. Michael had no reason to treat, what about the people that were his friends?
I think what hurt Michael, I think he was being really respected with his gameplay and winning comps and everything he was doing until it got to the point to where they held back that information until it benefited them the most, and then they threw Kyle under the bus. That's what hurt Michael.
Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely. I even said mm-hmm. this in the chat room tonight when I've been speaking with Boston Girl in the Blog Talk chat room, that if while we've been talking on here, that if Michael had said had brought the stuff up earlier, I don't think there would have been nearly as much backlash from the other competitors as opposed to he got during Kyle's eviction.
I mean, Laura, Michael was treated with respect by the housemates. How honestly, he really can't compare him and Cody. Cody and Jessica were persecuted because of Paul and his friend. He got the whole house to do such horrible things to them. So, I mean, there's no comparison. If Michael was treated like that through the whole season, I wouldn't have blamed him for storming out that way either.
Kansas.
She wasn't comparing the two, though.
I wasn't.
No, but you said that it was okay for Cody to do that and not him, and it's like
comparing them, and I asked. I asked a question. You were comparing,
I
wasn't
no comparison.
The one, Kansas, I wasn't the one comparing. You were. So that's the question I asked you. That's all I asked.
Well, it was because
the
you brought up Cody. I didn't bring Cody. It doesn't matter.
I was the one that brought up Cody. So.
Okay, so here is my thing, is that everybody keeps saying how horrible Cody and Jessica were treated, but everybody forgets, and I guess it's because after all of that, Paul started on his rampage and sending people to screw with him, but they weren't very nice either.
They were kind of done like Taylor with with production giving Pope Paul so much power from the start.
Yeah.
They were kind of chastised for no reason.
Right. Exactly.
Just like Taylor was. So
Paul didn't like Cody because Cody didn't kiss his ass.
That's why Cody and Jessica ended up being popular, because of the way production interfered and let Pope Paul just run the damn season.
Right.
Yeah, because didn't Cody win America's Favorite House Guest?
Yeah, to stick it to Paul. That's literally... Fans were so pissed off about Paul that they decided to stick it to him by voting Cody as America's favorite player that season.
I saw this question today, and I don't know the answer, Steve, Melissa, Kansas, maybe somebody knows. Has there ever been a winner that also won America's favorite?
Who is Derek?
I don't think. I remember that. Yeah, it's rare, but you can win both.
So
I thought
somebody did.
Wait, let me take a look. I'm pretty sure it was Derek, but let me double check.
Was it Derek, or was it someone even more recent, too?
No, let me double check.
Okay, because I saw this on Twitter today.
I think it was,
and it was some. It was a fan of Taylor tweeting,
oh,
saying
nope,
if she wins the game and wins America's Favorite,
mm-hmm.
will she be the first to ever do that?
She will be.
I don't believe that. I believe others did.
Yeah,
If she won, would she be the first black female to win?
Well,
yeah,
if you count Tamar Braxton, yes, she would.
Yeah, Tamar Braxton won.
Yeah, but that was
Celebrity
Big
Brother.
But that's Celebrity. Yeah. That's not the regular Big Brother.
That's why
yeah,
I said it. And
there has been no
Celebrity
winner.
Big Brother, they should call it Has Been and Wannabe Big Brother.
Dave, you were going to say?
Yeah, there has been, I just looked it up, there has been no winner of Big Brother that has also won America's Favorite Player, because in season 16, it was Donnie and not Derek. I just looked up the list of America's Favorite.
But then there might have been a more recent player that won both.
Nope.
I don't think there has.
I just looked it up on Wikipedia.
The one who came closest was Nicole Anthony in Big Brother 21, who finished in third place recently.
Yeah.
I was thinking maybe
that should make people wonder about America's vote.
Yeah, that's
right. Is it
right.
really legit or not?
Yeah.
Or is it that they just don't allow it if the person won? That
right.
if they won, then they give it
yeah.
to somebody else. That's
right.
that came in second place, maybe.
Right.
I thought there was one or two that got both.
Yeah,
however,
the reason I asked, because I read it on Twitter. Somebody asked that question, and I had never thought about it. And my Big Brother knowledge is nothing like you guys, but I couldn't remember anybody that won both.
Yeah, and it was previously believed that the person who wins the season was ineligible to win the America's Favorite House Guest. But in an interview that Grodzilla gave during Big Brother 20, that was proven to be false. So
that's right.
If you win the season, you still also have the opportunity to win America's Favorite Player as well.
Yeah.
Kansas, would that be an ending if Taylor won the season and then
Jim, I could see it, yes. And I could see
America's
it happening.
America's Favorite, too, to be the
yeah,
first
I could see
both. Be
it
the
would,
first
it would
black
not
female.
Me one bit.
We would
be the
have
first
it.
Black female
going.
And be the first player to ever win both.
It'd be beautiful.
Well, you know what? We'd have to get that campaign going, because I think a lot of people say when they're voting, they're thinking about who's going to be winning. And, well, they're going to win, so I'm going to vote so-and-so for America's Favorite Player. So
yeah,
we would have
I mean,
to campaign that's hard
a
na- and
that's
say...
That's a natural thought.
Yeah, so that would be the thing, is getting these people to realize that they can still vote the winner, America's
was
Favorite
it
Player.
Who won America's Favorite Player Cody's win? I'm wondering if I got him and Derek screwed up. Who won America's Favorite?
Oh, different one.
His name was John.
Oh, the All-Star
season.
Won America's
Star,
Favorite.
It was Davon for simply being, well, you can fill in the blank
okay.
there.
Okay.
But that's the reason why she won America's Favorite Player. It wasn't for gameplay or anything. It was for you can fill in the blank.
Just being her.
It wasn't. For
and
gameplay.
I like her, but she does know
she
how to milk
it. She didn't deserve to be America's Favorite Player.
Look, if anybody thinks Davon don't know what she's doing, You're sadly mistaken. She knows exactly what she's doing.
Yep.
Silence.
I'm just reading. We were talking about Cody and Jessica. She just gave birth to her third child. So nice thing. I mean, their marriage definitely is going well. That was a nice
and
thing
they
that came out of that for the two of them. They're together and happy and have a great family.
Yeah, that's great.
So.
That's great.
And they did win Amazing Race.
Yeah, look at that. I know. Exactly.
How many years ago was that? About two or three? 3 years ago?
I think so, yeah.
And four years ago?
It was a little while ago.
And
it was
Nicole
19,
and
Vic, season 19.
Nicole and Victor are doing good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
as much as I felt bad for Victor, because I really liked him. I'm sorry, I'm just being honest. I can't stand Nicole.
Well, I will say Nicole wasn't bad in Amazing Race, but she was too whiny on
That was the thing with me, Teresa. I always liked Nicole and thought she played pretty smart. The only thing I didn't like about her was that damn whiny voice.
I know, it's like hearing her go, Tony, was like nails on a freaking chalkboard.
And also the fact too that, you know, people want to get on Kyle and Alyssa for hooking up this season. Well, Nicole basically had a dong dar, I'll call it that way, a dong dar each season that she was on the show. She would find a specific, her radar would go off, and she would find a certain house guest to hook up with every single season.
But.
Oh, yeah.
But
except
Steve,
for All
Star.
She did it on All Star.
Well, go,
she did, actually.
Did
he was
go
her,
as,
not for sex,
did,
but Cody, right?
I was going to. Steve,
Hayden.
Did she go as far? Did she go as far?
Well,
you know,
she won. She won
it,
the
it,
game.
No,
I mean
in winning the game.
Sexually.
I mean, did she go as far in the sexual advances?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yes. Big time.
With Cody, she did.
But not with Cody. Not with All-Star. All-Star, she hooked up. She hooked on to Cody, but just, you know, to ride his coattails. But there was nothing going on with
him. No, we're talking about Corey.
Corey and Hayden she hooked up with.
Yeah. Well,
yeah,
Corey
Hayden,
Brooks,
The one
with the wandering eye.
Like, was it actually
Corey? Yeah, Corey Brooks.
Corey!
I don't want to go on the block.
When she was all over Hayden. When she was all over Hayden in Big Brother 16.
I really liked Hayden.
If Nicole didn't sleep through most of Big Brother, what was the season she won? Was it 18? Was it 18? Where she slept all the way until...
That was with Corey.
She slept all the way until week 10, and then she decided, oh, wait, maybe I should actually play the game.
That sucked.
If she didn't sleep all the way until week 10, there's a possibility she probably would have not even made the end. If she had actually decided to play from day one instead of sleeping.
I mean,
is
Paul
what got
really
her
deserved that win
did.
Over her. He was just cocky, and he answered stupidly, you know, to the house guests their questions. If he would have been cool and answered correctly and kept his shit together, he probably would have won. Because she didn't deserve that win. He was a better player than her.
I will give her this though. She did have infinitely more strategy in Big Brother All-Stars than she
I
did
you were
in
say
her
stamina.
Winning season. Well, yeah, that too, but, you know, I wasn't really thinking along those lines. But I guess you could say more stamina. the fact that she would be able to whine as long as she did, which was the entire season.
Yeah.
It would drive, her whines would drive literally anybody insane.
Mm-hmm.
They would make the insane people sane. We'll put it that way.
Yeah.
But I still
think she
was actually a better player in All Stars than she was in the season that she actually won.
I agree on that. I'll agree. Still couldn't stand her, but I'll agree with you, Steve.
But see, and the thing is, I liked her. I liked her in season 16, and I liked her in season 18.
Me too, actually. I didn't dislike her.
And I liked her in season 18, and I was glad that she won. But I did not like her in All Stars.
I'm surprised you liked her in 18, Melissa.
I just did. I was glad she won. And I liked her in The Amazing Race, too. And the thing is that right now, I mean, everybody says, poor Victor. But be consoled in the fact that he actually loves her. So,
yeah. That's
right. He's not hurting at all. He's madly in love with her, so.
And that's good.
And Boston Girl says Nicole was in the bed, but she wasn't sleeping. Oh yeah, she was definitely active. She was definitely active in more ways than one.
She was active in more ways than one. She didn't have tennis elbow.
Yeah, Boston Girl, you need to call in.
I know, she's great. I enjoy Boston Girl.
Well, that's why she should call in. That's why she should call in when given mm-hmm. the opportunity. 657-383-1308.
Yeah, you get about 2 or 3 minutes left tonight, according to my watch.
Yep, and a reminder, by the way, the challenge recap show, we will be back next Thursday night, which will probably be the final one because it is the finale. Unless, Jim, do you have any?
No, I'm looking, and I was going to ask Kansas this. I'm looking ahead at the Survivor pod with the cast assessment pod. I was going to ask Kansas if she saw the cast and what she thinks.
What, for Survivor?
Yeah.
No, I didn't even know it was up.
Oh, really?
I didn't even know it was up, you guys. No.
Yeah, we had the information in Whispers Premiere for a month or two, but they officially announced
it. I'm shocked they have it up so soon.
They officially announced it almost 2 weeks ago because they're already posting all the preseason interviews and stuff.
Is there anybody from Canada?
I don't think so. If my memory's right, I don't think so. There's a guy from right outside of Memphis, though.
Do you like
Dwight,
the cast that you guys do?
Dwight
you like
Moore.
It? Does it look
yeah,
like a good
I like
cast?
The cast. There, Kansas, do you remember Chad Crittenden?
Yeah, he was, I can't remember what happened with him, but I know he, I'm drawing a blank, sorry.
He was the guy with one leg.
That was it, yeah, prosthetic leg.
There's a girl this season like that.
Wow. Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, I mean.
It's not the first season, though. There was another gal who had.
It's weird, Steve, because it's. Steve, Steve, it's weird when the official announcement comes and it's posted in Premiere. Nobody's like, wow, wow, look, because they've known it for a month or two.
Yeah, exactly. And by the way, Boston Girl said that she's usually at work at this time, but when she's off of work, when she has the chance to be off of work at this time, she will join us.
Oh, good.
That sounds good. Well, on that note, you guys, I have to go. It's 9 o'clock. It's the bewitching hour here. I have to get my mom ready for bed. And we'll talk next Friday. See you guys.
Good night, Laura.
Laura, can
I tell you one thing?
Right. Okay.
I totally agree with what you said in fan camp about not being able to call it King Charles and Queen.
Right, Camilla.
Queen Camilla.
I totally agree. I totally agree.
Yeah, no, she, I don't I have any it. Respect. I just don't have, Queen Elizabeth is, she held a lot of power in Canada still, right? And she was our head of state in Canada, in the federal government. And, you know, if things went terribly wrong with the government here, she would have been consulted. There's a lot, you know, Canada was, I have no respect for that woman.
Camilla.
Yeah.
I have no respect. I don't have a lot of respect for Philip, because of what he did. You know, he was diddling Camilla while Diana and him were married.
Charles.
I've always been team Diana.
Yes.
Can you imagine what a beautiful queen she would have been?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You know, on that being said, Kansas, if Charles had kept it in his pants, it wouldn't have led to a series of events that caused Diana's death.
Oh my God!
Exactly. She loved him.
You know,
she really loved him. He never loved her at all. That was so terrible.
Okay.
He never loved her from the beginning of their marriage. He never loved her, which was so
sad. You know, the two most popular people of that family in that country right now are probably Diana, who's deceased.
Yeah.
And Harry, for sure.
I give half a little credit.
Harry said, "Screw this shit. I'm out of here."
Yeah,
I love
and
it.
Canadians,
for him.
Canadians love Harry. You know, and
do they?
And he was
that's cool.
Yeah. Oh, we love Harry, and he was here. You know, with his wife and everything. They lived here. They were living in Vancouver. You know.
Get out of here! Did they really?
Yeah. And then they were living in Ontario for a while. We used to have a prime minister by the name of Mulroney, and they were friends with his son. Because Meghan, you know, when she was an actress, he works for Entertainment Tonight Canada. His son.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
So they're really good friends. So they kind of hung out there, like almost like in hiding, you know, when all this shit went down, right? And then they moved to Vancouver, and then I think they're in L.A. now, are they not?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're in L.A. Yeah.
So, you know, but
Oh, I never knew they were in Canada. That's neat.
The thing about
him that I really respect is he's standing by his wife.
That's right. And I give both of the boys that, because isn't unless anybody heard differently, as far as I know, William's been a good husband, too, to Kate. Am I wrong?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I mean, they married for the right reasons. They married their wives because they love them.
I agree, but Kate hasn't had the criticism that Harry's wife has.
Kate actually didn't get along with Megan. And Kate made some statements that she shouldn't have made.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
Charles.
Charles,
Andrew.
You know, I mean, Charles said, you know, was concerned about his grandson's skin color.
Right.
Is that horrible?
Yeah, because they have a racist lineage. That's why. There's a lot of love in the media among people that are interviewed. You know, regular British citizens that are interviewed about the Queen. But there are also a lot of haters of hers.
Yeah.
And
the Queen. Oh yeah.
Because of the racist background that has been that way for years.
Well, a lot were angry too, Steve, because of her treatment with Diana.
True.
A lot were very angry at her. Even to this, they were even talking about it, you know, when they were talking about her death.
And that's why Harry moved away. That's why Harry moved, apart from the fact that he knew that chances are he's never going to get the crown.
I don't think Harry gives one rat's ass about that crown.
What I was building on though was because of the comments that were made. That's why they moved away from Britain because of his wife
and her safety, and he didn't want what happened to his mother, because he saw his wife going through the depression and suicidal feelings, and it scared him.
Yeah.
And he didn't want to see what happened to his wife, what happened to his mom.
Yeah.
And he did it for his wife.
But the one thing that I have to say as far as the Queen's treatment of Diana, it wasn't necessarily always her. Parliament had a lot to do with it.
First of all,
when it came to a point, the Queen put her foot down. When Charles and Diana divorced, they wanted to take her title, and the Queen just said, absolutely not. She's gonna keep the princess. She is the mother of my grandchildren, blah, blah, blah. So she put her foot down and got to where she could still be called Princess Diana. And then when she died, Parliament said she wasn't going to get a funeral, and the Queen says, well, she's not. Right?
I'll tell you, Parliament's a piece of crap.
Yeah. So, I mean...
However...
I think that she really cared for Diana. I think she felt bad for Diana, but there wasn't really a whole hell of a lot she could do for her. And the second thing I wanted to add was, as much as Philip didn't love Diana,
you know, it's funny. He's so unimportant. I don't blame you. I forget his name, too.
No. They were saying that he didn't.
I love it.
He never loved her.
Mm-mm,
no,
he
may not have ever loved her in the way that he loved Camilla, but I think he still loved her. She was the mother of his children. And they were saying that when she died, he went into that hospital and he laid over her and bawled his eyes out.
Say that again, Melissa. I didn't hear that.
They said when Princess Diana died, Charles went to the hospital to see her, and he threw himself over her and cried.
Probably because of guilt. She was
I will never forget that night, because we had gone out with my sister and her husband for dinner because it was my birthday, and we get home and turn on the TV before we're going to go to bed, and there's all this breaking news about Princess Diana.
And the accident. Yeah, Jim, us too. She wasn't confirmed dead yet. Mike and I were up real late. We
and that
fell asleep
that
watching
was,
TV
that
and
was
we woke
my,
up.
Kansas, that,
yeah.
Kansas, that happened on my birthday.
That's crazy. Jim, you and I and maybe just a scant few, we found out about this before her kids. Isn't that crazy? Because they were just breaking the news. You know, Princess Diana in a terrible car crash in Paris.
Yeah,
and I wake
paparazzi.
Mike up. I'm like, Mike, get up. We have to watch this. And
those
we're just
damn
sitting
paparazzi's
there.
Paparazzi's chasing
yes.
her everywhere.
It was crazy. It was before she died. It was just when the accident happened in a tunnel.
It was
crazy.
What happened to her with her marriage and after her marriage was so unfair to someone that was such a beautiful, wonderful person.
I agree.
And she was so young when she married him.
But she
you know,
was,
he was
so
13,
kind.
He was 13 years
she
older
was,
than her. You know, she was
so
20.
Kind and caring.
He was 33 at the time when they married. She was a baby still.
Yeah, I remember that day too because I think my daughter was like 4 months old. Sierra was like 4 months old, and I was still recuperating from my open heart. And I was just sitting. I could not believe it. I was like, I was trying
yeah,
to stay awake.
We went out and we went out and ate and were out late and got back in late. I mean, we're tired. We're ready to go to bed. And then we ended up staying up almost all night watching
TV.
Yeah,
us too.
We couldn't leave the TV.
We were just like, we were in shock.
I
adore Diana. I really did.
I was, like I said, I was recuperating, and I was exhausted. And my husband woke me up and said she died. Yeah.
Wow.
But do you see what we're saying? Do you see the effect that she
mm-hmm.
had on people, how popular
oh,
she was?
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember England? They were just bawling. I mean, everybody was there standing around with the flowers and whatever and crying because the boys talked about it. And the boys were upset because, you know, at the time because they thought, what are you crying about? This is our mom. But they had to put on a strong – Charles made them go out and face all these people, which he never should have. I think he was very wrong. They were kids. To make them go out and, oh, thank you, and act like it's so lovely what they're all doing. I mean, they were like, devastated.
Well, I was 5 at the time, and I slept like a baby. So.
Oh.
Well.
Anyway,
all of you guys, been up all night,
okay.
But I like
really
a baby.
I really think
okay.
If you go back and look at it, and those things wouldn't have happened, and it would still be Charles and Diana today.
Yeah.
I think. Not just the perception of their country, but I think the perception of the world that he's king and Diana's queen would have been way better than what it is right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I agree.
Well, especially, you know, especially here in Canada, because the queen visited this country over 20 times. I think it was 20 or 22.
Did you ever get to see her, Laura?
Oh, God, no. No, no. I wouldn't, my mom did, though. My mom did.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, but my mom's 91, and she was just a kid when she saw her.
Wow.
She was 90, because the queen is 96, right?
Yeah.
And but anyway, yes, my mom did get to see her, and you know, so when she died, my mom got a coin from her, you know, a commemorative coin or memorabilia, you know, coin from Princess Diana, you know, or not Diana, from Queen Elizabeth. And so anyway, Queen Elizabeth was still alive at that time when my mom saw Queen Elizabeth II, because Queen Elizabeth II was only 5 years older than my mom.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about the Queen Mom. That,
yeah.
I know exactly who you're talking about now.
Yeah.
First Elizabeth.
I heard somebody, I don't remember who it was, but somebody I read today, when they told their mom or grandmom about Queen Elizabeth passing.
My mom cried.
The first comment they made was, she didn't last as long as the last Elizabeth. Because the other one
she
lived
was
to like 101, something
was
like
it?
That.
Okay. Yeah, I thought
wow.
It was 99, but it's 101, yeah. But, you
jeez.
Know, anyway, I just feel it's so sad, and things could have been so different. And Camilla
yeah.
is not going to be what Princess Diana could have been.
Well, she's never going to be the queen. Before this is over with, he'll take this power for a while, you know, 5-10 years, and then he's going to let it go and pass it down and
yeah.
retire and let his son have it.
Yeah.
It's never going to her.
Well, he
oh,
claimed
yeah.
that it
she's
would be.
She's
going to
be the consort queen.
Camilla's
going to be consort queen.
He claimed, though, that it would be another lifelong assignment, like it was for Elizabeth. So it sounds
yeah,
like
I
he's
going
to
be the consort
queen.
Think,
I don't
but,
think,
but when he dies, doesn't William become the king?
Yes.
Yeah,
William.
I don't
yes.
think
yeah.
he'll keep. I don't think he will keep it. Until he passes, I think he'll want to see his son be king before he passes.
Probably. But
I
know,
would.
Camilla,
I mean, if it was me, I would.
Yeah, but Jim, Camilla, as soon as he becomes king, she right now is, she's called a queen.
Queen consort.
Queen consort, yeah.
Yeah.
So and apparently Queen Elizabeth II, that just died, wanted it that way. It was discussed.
Right.
And she wanted it that way. But, you know, I think she's just trying to, it's political, right? She knows
yeah.
that people are not going to be happy about her being queen consort. So she gave her approval before she died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
But I really think before it's over with, I think Charles will do it for a while. I think he'll do it for a while. But I do think he'll pass it on to his son.
Yeah.
Before he passes away, so he can see his son as the king.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, as a father, I would do that.
Okay.
And I don't know
okay,
why
I have
he wouldn't.
A question.
Okay.
I have a question really quick.
Okay.
Didn't I hear somewhere, if you guys were talking about it, I was busy sending Steve a meme, so I didn't hear it. But anyway, I remember hearing something along the lines of Queen Elizabeth really did not want Charles to be king, that she would have preferred William to be king.
That's correct.
I did hear that a couple
but,
years ago. I heard that
yeah.
too, Melissa.
But it was really out of her hands because Parliament said Charles would have to take the crown and
right.
he would have to have it for so many years before William could have it.
Yeah, and Parliament, you're right.
Unless he died.
You're right.
Right.
Unless he dies.
Melissa, you're absolutely 100% right. And what happens is Parliament then, if then Charles has to apply to Parliament to replace himself with William. And then
mm-hmm.
they meet. You know, so it's a big process, right? Parliament actually, unfortunately, has much more say than they should.
It sounds
should be,
like mm-hmm. it, yeah.
It should
yeah.
be.
But they,
yeah.
But they would do it. They would not go against it.
Well, I don't know.
Well,
I don't know.
I don't know.
They've gone against
depends.
Some other things. But, you know, they're the ones that are sitting in there in Parliament. They're all old. They're not modern.
Hey, just like,
no,
just
they
like
are.
Congress.
Imagine
just like Congress.
Imagine these guys with little white wigs.
No.
That's
hey,
kind of what you're
Jim,
looking at.
Jim, it reminds
yeah,
me of the turtle.
So medieval.
It reminds me of the turtle from Kentucky.
But it sounds like as long as Charles holds the kingdom for X amount of years, it is legal for him to pass it down.
That's right, right, right.
Yes.
Melissa is absolutely right about that, 100%.
Yeah, and I also heard that in the beginning, Prince Charles did not want this. He did not want to be king. But then as
You're
he
right.
got older, as he got older, then he
and
says, well, I wouldn't mind being king.
Well, he was pressured by her, by Camilla.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Because she, you know, wanted to be queen.
Of course.
She wanted to be queen
right.
consort.
Of course she did.
You know,
I
so.
I can't stand her, Jim.
I just don't
Jim,
like
Jim, I can't take that horrible horse face lady. Can't stand
yeah,
her.
It just made me physically ill to sit here and listen to them say, Queen Camilla. I was like,
oh, I know. Melissa, truly.
No,
it made me physically ill too, you know, and just terrible. But
well,
anyway.
It made me physically ill that he would have wanted her over Diana. Are
yeah.
you
well,
kidding
let,
me?
And, you know, let me, you know, and between the kids, between William and Harry, it's very obvious. Harry takes it more personally.
Yeah. Yes.
And I think,
very much
don't
so.
You think Harry's looking at her being named queen as just a damn,
it's,
taking
it's
a shit
stab
on
his
mother?
Heart. Yeah.
yeah.
Taking a shit
mm-hmm.
on his mom.
It is.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, Harry,
yeah.
100%.
Harry was, you know, William was much more influenced by the queen. And he was much more influenced by his father. Harry was
right.
not. Harry was
yeah.
Second.
Harry's his own guy. He's
good
his own
him.
Man.
Yeah, and
good.
And you know, I mean,
well,
so he's the second, right? He's not the heir. He's the second. You know,
right.
so
well, he's not
what,
really the second.
No, he's
yeah,
not the second.
Not really
he's
the second.
He's the fifth.
It's like
he
with
way
right
down there
Elizabeth.
After William, it's William's oldest child.
And the, oh,
and
I saw the
William.
Succession of children and then Harry. So Harry's
no,
never
no.
even going to
yeah.
see it.
Yeah, Harry,
yeah.
No, Harry will never be there. Never.
No, what I'm talking about is what English people do is they want, like in royalty, right, they have an heir and a spare. Right?
Right.
So
right.
if anything had happened to William,
mm-hmm.
You know, before he had kids, you know, just in case Charles had died or whatever. So you have an heir and a spare.
Yeah,
that's
you have to have
it.
At least two children. Exactly,
yeah.
Laura.
Yeah.
Right.
An heir and a spare.
Right.
So,
that's
I
what
mean,
they call
Queen,
it. Sickening. But that's Queen what they call
Elizabeth,
it.
Queen Elizabeth II was never meant to be queen because
right.
it was her uncle who was king. He
and
died.
And it was abandoned.
Yeah. No.
Oh
yeah.
My God.
Or, no, he didn't die.
Yeah.
He gave up the throne. And
right.
So
he abandoned it.
So it went
advocated.
Yeah, it was his brother. So then when her dad died, she became queen. She never, ever thought when she was a kid that she would ever become queen, right? Because it was her uncle and, you know, anyway, when he didn't have any kids, when he advocated the throne and his brother, you know, automatically became king and it went to her. Yeah. So, you know, that's where it comes from.
Yeah, if you watch the King's Speech, you'll see a lot of
that. Can you speak up, Teresa?
Sorry, I was just saying that if you ever see the movie The King's Speech, you'll be able to catch a lot of that. You know, because it has the story behind all that.
Well, you know what? I can catch a lot of it here because I'm Canadian. Anyway, on that note, I got to go, you guys. Lovely talking, lovely chatting, and we'll see you next Friday. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Laura.
Bye, Laura.
Have a good night, Laura.
Bye.
Yeah, I could tell she was trying to sign
off
for a while there.
Is anybody going to give me congratulations?
Congratulations.
Congratulations,
what?
Jim.
What happened?
Because I found a topic to keep Laura on here another 30 minutes.
Jim. So I have two things. First, the meme that Melissa shared with me. You know that photo of Biden and Obama sitting in the White House and Obama just has his hands over his nose like he's saying, oh, God, why? Biden goes, I'm going to tell him that top secret folders are take-home assignments. And then Obama goes, he's not that stupid. And then Biden goes, want to bet? And then Obama has his hands over his nose.
That's funny.
And also, the latest update on the special master is Trump apparently wants to evenly split the cost of appointing a special master, but the Department of Justice says the party requesting the special master, the plaintiff should bear the additional expense of the special master's work. And we all know that he's broke.
Why is he allowed to keep anything? I don't understand any of this shit. I really don't.
Well,
it's slow, but
it's slowly closing in.
He wants to, you know what, he wants to split the cost of the special master so that he has more, he thinks that he can bribe him, right? Or do I have this wrong?
Common sense. What did he want with all them damn documents?
Common sense. That's the question, Jim.
And then they find all these folders, and there are no documents inside of them. He's selling that shit.
Yep.
Do you know the danger he's putting us into? I mean, seriously.
Yeah, and he don't care. He don't care.
He doesn't care. He doesn't care about our country.
He cares about himself and his family. That's all he ever cared about.
Himself first. Even over his family, himself first.
Oh, yeah, he'll sell out anybody before himself.
Sure would.
Yeah.
Even a child.
Well, I'll tell
even
you
one
what.
Of his children, he'd sell out for himself.
You better
believe it.
Candace, you can't see me right now, but just picture me saying, in air quotes, how people say, well, he loves this country. And, And I am, oh, yeah, that's what I was going to say. I had an air quote friend basically tell me, you keep saying that Trump supporters are like a cult. Well, I've never seen a cult have millions of followers.
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah,
it's called Trump World. That's his cult, Trump World.
MAGA. MAGA.
Yeah, that too.
And it's like...
Guys, it's very scary.
We're talking about a lot of this with Trump and all this now. I don't know where it got... But I know there's some correlation between some of these cray-crays and this. I saw something that just made me want to throw my iPad earlier. If you get this stupid shit people saying that 9/11 was done by the CIA.
They'll say anything. I mean, if you want to believe that Trump is credible, just ask him one thing. Ask him one thing. Send me a tweet.
Jim, why isn't this man in jail? He is a full-blown criminal.
They're working
on
it.
They're working on it. He's going to end up being our president again. They're working on what?
No, I don't understand any of this. No.
He's going to be our president again. I don't even really think
Republicans want him to be their nominee
next time. They're afraid of him. They will because they're scared of him. That's horrible. He owns the Republicans.
Kansas. They want DeSantis.
Yeah, they'll go with the guy from Florida.
He ain't going to be any picnic, trust me.
He'll be better than Trump, but he'll be a mess too. And the thing about Trump is he hates losing, and he's going to know that. I don't even think he'll run.
He's already getting the wheels in motion to run.
Well, it's going to be hard to run from prison.
When's he going to go to prison, Steve? I'm not seeing it. I'm hearing he's going to probably get away with this.
You can't just wave a magic wand and expect it to happen overnight. There's a reason why.
When's it going to happen? 10 years after he's president again? I mean, come on.
No, Kansas, this is unprecedented. They are trying to prosecute an ex-president. They have to make sure everything is perfect and lined up.
There's a reason why they leaked out that all the stuff that Trump tried to have done, where he tried to get them to reveal the information about the raid, and he thought that the Department of Justice wouldn't call his bluff. They ended up calling his bluff, and then he's like, no, wait, I don't want you to reveal the information. He's a dumbass.
Let's say he doesn't go to jail, okay? Can't there be a way that they can make it that the man can never be our president again? How's that sound? I'll take that. Is there a way that they can stop this idiot, this psycho kook, from ever being our president again? How about that one?
Well, I will say this, Kansas. There's a military store in my town, and it's like a couple buildings down from the massage place I go to, and this ass clown has a Trump 2020 sign still out on his business.
Except he has
Pence marked out.
Well, they hate Pence.
Now, I will say this, if Mike Pence ever runs for president, I will vote for him. But I'm like, either way, the thing that is like, with some of these people, you know, it's like when you hear of all these raids for Trump and stuff, and they're like, well, why aren't you raiding Hunter Biden's laptop?
Let's see,
but nobody's answering my question. How can we stop him from being our president again? Let's say they don't want to throw him in jail. Okay, I can live with that. If I have to live with him not going to jail, then I want to hear this man is banned from ever being our president again.
At the very least, with the amount of counts that are going to be up against him, at the very least, he will not be able to run for office ever again, at the very least.
Oh, I hope.
That way the Republican Party can move on from him. And because
Steve, I'll believe it when I see it, because right now I'm not believing it. I'm just not. I can't. I don't understand any of this mess.
Well, not only that, there's just so much division right now, and a lot of it because of Trump.
Yeah.
People are literally being hateful to each other on social media.
Well,
people are getting punched in the face for no reason because some of his crazy supporters are looking at them and saying, you're not a Trump supporter, just out of the blue.
Well,
people are getting punched in the face.
Let's remember there are two different realities we are living in. There's the realistic reality, which is what we are living in, and there's the alternate reality where Trump is still president, everything's happy, go lucky, everything has gone back to the year 1776, There was one other thing. Oh yeah, and failed American Idol rejects like Marjorie Taylor Greene. Yeah, that's right. She tried out for American Idol. Are in Congress.
Oh, I didn't know she.
If he runs for president, isn't she going to be running as his vice president? I thought I heard that.
Oh
well, that would be a
idiotic decision.
But that's what I heard, that he would want to have her as his running mate.
Kansas, if they run for president and he becomes president and she becomes vice president, I'm going to tell my husband, put in a transfer for overseas for the next 4 years.
It will, for the Republican Party, it will come down between Pence and the guy from Florida.
Yeah,
Ron DeSantis.
It ain't gonna be Trump. It ain't gonna be Trump.
DeSantis. Trump, if anything, if he was going to, considering how big of a attention whore he is, if he was going to run, he would have announced it by now, because he doesn't give a fuck about the midterms. He doesn't care at all about, you know, the Republican Party as a whole. Because he even said. The Republicans are the. If I were to ever run for president, I would run as a Republican. Because you say one nice little thing, and you'll have the.
No, because before he decided to do it, he supported the Democrats.
Yeah. And he was an independent too at one point.
And when he decided to run, he said, "Well, hell, I'm going to run as a Republican because they're so damn dumb they'll elect me."
And they were.
Before he ran, he supported the Democrats.
Unbelievable.
Well, I remember, I can't remember when it was, but it was when Roseanne got fired from her show. He made it about him.
Of course.
Because it was like there were some apologies that happened or whatever, and he's like, well, when are they going to apologize to me? Like, what a narcissist.
Oh, he's total, full-blown.
Yeah. Well, I'll say this about Joe Biden. He's not flashy.
He's older. He's not got the appeal of Obama or Clinton. He can't make speeches like Obama and Clinton. But he does things through his work. He's got the gas prices going down. The employment rate
is
way down, and there are more jobs than ever in the last 10 years.
And the debt is going down, too.
He don't go suck Putin's dick.
Yep. And the debt is going down, too, Jeff.
The
debt is set to go down by
$1.7
billion.
He's kind of like what you would say, he's boring, but he's doing his damn job.
Well, a lot are upset. They're saying he's spending through the roof.
Oh,
but he's making
go down by
that seems to be his biggest critique,
that's the other
is that he's
point,
spending
Kansas,
too much.
He's going to make the corporations and the rich people pay their share to pay for it, which they haven't had to do.
Exactly. Well, the Republicans have always been for the wealthy.
I mean, Kansas. Kansas, I guarantee you that you and your husband paid more taxes than the man that owns Amazon did.
Everybody did.
Not to change the subject or anything.
He's got your medicine bill prices coming down. But all they want to talk about is, oh, he's so old, and he makes gaffes sometimes when he speaks. He fell off a damn bicycle, so shoot him.
I would take him any day of the week over Trump or Ron DeSantis.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, you guys. Ron DeSantis, where he's going to be the lesser of two evils over Trump. But trust me, you're going to hate him as a president, too. Trust me on this, y'all.
I don't think he'll win.
Biden may have fallen off his bicycle, but at least he didn't struggle to walk down a ramp. Or struggled to drink a sippy cup of water.
Biden may have fell off his bike, but he, like Steve said, he didn't fall down on a ramp, and he's able to drink a glass of water without any problems, and he didn't pay no porn stars to come screw him in a hotel room.
And you know what? More than anything, he's sane. He's sane, right?
Yes.
Who wants to have a president that's crazy? And I'm not saying this to be funny. Who wants a psychotic president?
Well,
and Ron DeSantis isn't sane either. Let me tell you honestly. Ron DeSantis isn't sane either. My cousin literally screamed him off of his porch when he was first going home to home in Florida. Seriously, and my cousin knew all about him and said, get the F off my porch, you MFing son of a bitch. And he's like, cuz. my cousin Ronnie's crazy. He's like, cuz, you can't believe the fear he had in his eyes with me. It's like, I love it, Ronnie.
I mean, just the fact that
I just love it when Ronnie told me that story. Ronnie hated Ron DeSantis, and one of the big reasons he left Florida is because of Ron DeSantis, okay? Seriously.
But it's
DeSantis is trying to follow the Trump playbook and just be a younger Trump. That's all he's trying to do.
Yes, exactly. But he's also crazy. That's what's so awful. He's not as psychotic as Trump.
Steve, they even found in the search at Mar-a-Lago that Trump had the nuclear code information nuclear code information down there.
Information, yeah. Yeah, but let's not forget that was planted, Jim. That was planted.
Oh, yeah,
right. Amongst,
yeah, that was planted.
That was planted. That was planted amongst the Time magazine covers and the 49 some odd empty documents were also planted too. So he basically admitted, because he said he wanted the stuff back, so he basically admitted that he stole them from the get-go. That's how stupid Trump is. Instead of sticking to his narrative that he was trying to paint, he basically decided to change it up and say, no, give me back what you took. What you took is my property.
He should have stuck to the story of, well, I've been trying to give you what you want, whatever you want. I mean, here it is. You can have it. You didn't have to go to this trouble. But instead, he says, I want it back.
I want it back. You improperly raided my residence.
Do you know how much Putin would pay me for this document? I want it back.
Oh, I guarantee you some of the documents that are missing, they were probably sold over to Saudi Arabia. How do you think Jared Kushner randomly got $2 billion from the Saudi government?
I'm hearing that kinda Jared Kushner was probably the one that ratted him out. And
that
let them know about,
me.
You know, him, because it was somebody on the end that ratted him.
That would not surprise
Thank
me.
It may have, I'm it hearing have, it was probably Jared.
You know who it may have been with how they're acting? Bill Barr.
Yep. Bill Barr even went on Fox News. I don't know if you guys saw this, but Fox News has actually been starting to turn on Trump now.
Bill Barr went on Fox News.
He went on Fox News and flat out said what Trump is doing is wrong. Trump doesn't.
Yeah,
there's
and,
no need for a
and
special
they didn't
master.
Cover and they didn't protect him. And the reporters
well,
didn't protect him.
Here's the other thing, Kansas. Here's the other thing. Trump called in, and that guy on Fox, Steve Ducey, hammered his ass. And then
no.
Trump. Yeah,
no.
Then Trump,
oh, I wish I could
Trump,
have seen this.
Then Trump went on whatever site that he's able to post on now and started running down Fox and said they are controlled by the Democrats now.
Yeah, Truth
wow,
Social
I'm
or whatever.
Shocked. They were so pro-Trump.
Truth Social, which, by the way, has been banned from Google Play and soon to be banned from Apple. So Trump is going to
I am in shock hearing this,
run,
you guys.
Now
yeah,
he's going to run this whole narrative that he's going to be silenced.
That's amazing.
They went after him.
I love that.
I mean, it gets
That's so good.
Kansas, it gets to a point where it's so hard to deny, and if you do, then you're risking your own career and your credibility because you can't defend
But they were
this.
For so many years. I never understood how Fox could
but,
be
but
so
you can't
for him all of this
president.
Time anyway.
You
I
can't
didn't
defend
it.
Him taking all these documents like he did.
No,
you can't
no,
defend
it,
that.
You can't defend
what
this.
It was. What it was his former friend Rupert Murdoch finally decided that enough was enough and that they couldn't keep up
Murdoch
with the charade any longer. Yeah.
But how can you defend January 6th, though, either, Jim? How can that be defended?
Well, they tried.
Yeah, I mean, how can you defend that?
I guess the bottom line is when a president takes classified documents away from the White House and keeps them at a damn resort in Florida, I guess that's the bottom line. I guess people just, they can't buy that. There's no reason for that.
By the way, Jim, I saw a photo on Twitter, and it has Princess Diana. Or no, I saw two things. One of them was Princess Diana Queen Elizabeth trying to get into the gates of heaven, and Princess Diana basically locked the gates. And another one too was they basically said that Princess Diana and Queen Elizabeth were basically like Stone Cold and The Rock back when Diana was alive.
I don't know about it. Melissa, what do you think? I don't really think Elizabeth thought of her in such a negative way. I think it was just a uncomfortable situation for her watching her son in that kind of a predicament. I don't think she necessarily disliked Diana, did she?
No, I don't think she did.
I don't think she did either.
No. And what she did for her, being able to keep her title and also the funeral, her putting her foot down. I remember seeing the movie The Queen. She was very torn. She was very, very torn. Because I think that she could empathize with Diana about what she was going through, but she really, it was really out of her hands. The Parliament had played such a huge part in it.
It really all came down to Charles and what he did.
Mm-hmm. Before we get lost here, we have about a little less than 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say something funny. I mean, sorry to change the subject. But I was sitting here watching the show this afternoon, because I always try to rewatch it to see if I pick up anything that I missed.
I do
and
that
my daughter
too when
to,
I do the Survivor
my,
pod.
Yeah, my daughter happened to walk in when they were talking about Turnerisms. And she goes, "Oh, he speaks Gen Z." And I'm like, "What?" She goes, "Yeah." She was like, "But, yeah." She goes, "Mom, haven't you ever heard me say any of this stuff?" And I was like, "I've heard you say some weird stuff, but I don't think that I ever really heard you say fussing or anything like that." She goes, "Yeah, it's Gen Z, and I bet you all of them speak Gen Z in that house." And I was like, "No, they don't all speak Gen Z in that house. Matter of fact, one of them was saying, I'm his age, and I still don't know what he's talking about half the time."
Oh, real quick before we get off, the challenge,
okay.
Jim, that final challenge was something with Enzo and
yeah.
David. I'll tell you, I gotta give hats off to both of them for really giving
yeah,
their
and
all.
Yeah, we're
wow.
We're now down at the end.
That was crazy, Jim.
Yeah, if they have a second season of that, I may have to check it out.
Oh, it's so good. I'll be watching it if they have another season. That was terrific.
And David, by the way, has said that he's training to compete on the MTV version. So it looks like
good
his CBS days are done.
Good for him. I'm
well,
telling you.
CBS wasn't going to ask
be
you
decent.
Back, no way.
I can't knock him. He gave his all.
And,
he shot
and,
me.
And Enzo still standing tall.
Yes, he was brutal.
He has the most money out of all the contestants, $18,000 so
yeah.
far.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, and
that
it's going to be
interesting. Wow.
It's going to be interesting to see what all happens now with people who either quit or leave for medical reasons.
Oh, do they? Oh, that's right. I know you told me about, or you told us about what happened with, oh, gosh, here I go with my damn names again. Not Alyssa
on the challenge.
Please help me. She lost because she lost her partner. Why can't I think of her damn? I hate Taylor's girlfriend.
After David is Alyssa because she has to go against Angela in a poll.
Thank you, Angela.
Ben's going to be medically disqualified.
Oh, wow.
And that's
then
why Angela
Desi's,
lost,
then
right?
Then Desi's going to leave. And then Enzo is going to be purged as quit on day one of the finals. And Angela, of course, like I told you, she failed to complete that challenge, which she would have had to endure all night long.
Wow.
So she didn't complete it.
It wasn't because of a partner, because they were without partners.
Right.
Isn't that what you told us at the beginning, that Angela, because we'll be so upset because Angela lost her partner and she went out and away?
What's going to make you upset is how they had forced her to try to do this challenge, which would have taken all night long on her own.
On her own,
by
yeah.
herself without
so,
a partner.
Without a partner.
So it sounds like to me it's going to be one of those where they get to sleep in shifts. And in her case, she's going to have to do it all night. She's going to have to stay up all night, basically.
Ugh.
Is what it sounds
loved
like to me.
Her
it sounds like that's
Sarah.
What's going
to
be. Because they've done that a couple of seasons.
I don't know. I'm going to hate watching Sarah win this. I'm happy for
well,
you.
By the way,
you can enjoy Danny winning.
Yes, very much so. I like him.
And by the way,
because
Dominique,
Justine, and Kayla all end up leaving after Angela, and then it's Danny and Sarah.
And viewership, by the way, went up about 170,000 viewers, so they're back up over 2.1 mil.
Jeez.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good show. I mean, it's mm-hmm. been a good show.
It's exciting.
This is definitely the most consistent that the show has been in recent years.
And you can tell that this show's doing good. Because the players that are normally on the MTV version are pissed off and talking about, this is bullshit. They ain't no good.
No, they're just
they
jealous.
They can hang with us.
Bullshit.
Because they're all jealous at the attention
yeah.
that this is getting on CBS.
Sure, exactly. Not too bad. Screw them. Did you see the Snake in the Grass episode yet with the Survivor and
with Stephanie?
Big Brother? Did you see that with Stephanie? Did you finally
yeah,
see it?
Yeah,
Jim?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
I thought it was funny that here's what's funny, Kansas. Stephanie said that when it first come on, her kids were listening and watching, and they're like, "Mom, you're the Snake in the Grass. You're lying so bad."
That's awesome. That's so funny.
Yeah, she said they nailed me right from the start.
That's so good. That's great. Well, Cerise said that too. Cerise said she knew Stephanie so well. She knew from the get-go it was her.
They have been really, really good friends over the years.
Mm-hmm. But that was a great
All
episode.
Right, we got about a minute left, so... I guess it's time.